Coast News today.
Well, as I told you in the last really 6 months, every day we have the clips. James Comey would be the first to be indicted, followed by Letitia James, then Brennan, Clapper, Jack Smith, Fannie Willis. This is not the Don's revenge like the Democrats are saying. These people have been at war with this country, at war with law and order, at war with our very sovereignty, at war with Christianity. They have been dismantling everything. They have been cutting off our energy supplies. They have been cutting off the police and basic fire services and burning down our cities and then power grabbing them. They are a wall of censoring, bullying crooks that have fostered violence and political assassination and Antifa Soros-funded terror gangs. And they celebrate censorship and their lawfare. They are the ones that weaponized everything. Unlike the attacks on myself and General Flynn and President Trump and countless other people, they actually have committed crimes out in the open. Just in the cases against me, it is totally coordinated by Democrats and the DOJ, multi-administrations, continuing on when Trump was exiting control of the Justice Department then. He's got partial control now. And we have all the documents. When I say all, I'm sure there's a lot more, but we have it all. They are on us, beating us to death politically, culturally, spiritually, economically. We're just trying to get them off of us. And I told you, Trump is going to remove anybody and everybody that doesn't indict these people. The grand juries have been indicting all over the country. Then the U.S. attorneys, who act like they're patriots, claim they're Republicans, go, oh, actually, we recommend we don't do this, and then try to keep it secret from their superiors. And that's what's gone on. It's what happened in the last few weeks in Virginia, where according to eyewitnesses during these grand juries, these prosecutors act like they're the defense team in front of the grand jury. And the grand juries are still indicting people. So that's what's going on. This isn't like the bull of it. The first administration, I told you it was bull about all these secret grand juries and sealed indictments on and on and on and on and on. Now, that didn't go on. These are real grand juries. We know where they're convened and we know what's going on. And boy, do the Democrats look scared now. Oh, and Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat leader in the House and his counterpart, Blumenthal in the Senate, Blumenthal came out and threatened everybody and said, we're going to put y'all in prison and come after y'all when we get in. Well, you already did that, Jack. You already started it in that law firm out of Connecticut that's in up to its eyeballs and everything. So just continue on with your bullying, always thinking you're invincible, always thinking you had a free hand with the American people. Just continue to, I'm going to explain something to you. The universe is a two-way street. And you push long enough and hard enough and attack enough innocent people and lie about us and silence us and then misrepresent who we are and use the straw man you build to raise all the fundraising money for you while you play victim. There is a God, even though you people don't believe it. And I know you will face justice. You will. You will be nonviolently, politically, legally, lawfully cut down.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat, 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Globalists and their devil-worshipping pedophile armies want to fight. They better believe they've got one. We are entering the 249th day of the return of the American Republic.
Revolution is there, my day. You will start to fall.
We are restoring the Republic. Great flower of the Renaissance and the counteraction to the satanic globalist new dark age they're trying to drag us back into. Get behind me, Satan. No king, but King Jesus.
In Los Angeles, 1969.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Friday, September 26, 2025 transmission. I am your humble servant and your chronicler, Alexander Emmerich Jones, hailing from the great state of Texas in defense of our republic and planetary justice and peace. All right. I not only told you in the last few months every day intensely that the indictments are coming, and that when they do, like a house of cards, the globalists are going to go into free fall, and the rats will start racing out of the sinking ships even faster. But that at that point, the Democrats will activate the domestic terrorism and the false flags to blame Trump and claim that he's killing traditional black colleges. They're going to hit that. Told you that. Now they're already pre-programming, as I predicted. I predicted the pre-programming. Now they're closing them, saying, because of Charlie Kirk, the white supremacists are coming to kill us. Of course, they're making fake phone calls. The Democrats are to themselves. They've already been basically caught. They admit it's, quote, a hoax. But that's out there. They're going to shoot up a migrant demonstration. That's the final piece. You've got Senator Blumenthal, the stolen valor creepazoid that's quarterbacked operations against me, threatening we're going to imprison anybody that supports Trump. We're setting up total tyranny when we get back in. You better lay down. You better watch out. You better stop it. You better bow to me. You better shine my shoes, lick my boots, get on your knees, boy. Joining Hakeem Jeffries with his little evil eyes, a light with demonic glow. Oh, we're going to get you all. We're going to get your... We're all going, yeah. Listen, buddy boys, the general public was asleep before when you thought you were bullying them and intimidating them. You've really miscalculated. And so just keep doing what you're doing. Keep threatening people. They had these very same groups at mediations literally threaten me and say, we're the mafia. You know, we're going to destroy you. I'm like, what, you didn't think I didn't know that's your plan? Why do you think I fight you so hard? Who do you think you are? Yeah. So these are arrogant, cowardly thugs. They're not even warriors. They pretend they aren't. And they hide behind red tape and PR firms and propaganda and lies. And all they have left is electronic voting machines and mail-in ballots in blue cities, and the illusion is over, and everybody knows that every state is red. There are tiny little cesspools in blue cities that are like demonic zombie wastelands, as you know. And all over the world, populism is rising and is sweeping them aside, and traditionalism is rising. So they can struggle against the tide of liberty, but it will crush them under a wave of truth. General Flynn, the target of Comey, Comey's bragged about it, we'll play that clip, set up illegally, will be joining us in T-minus 20 minutes from now. Then Roger Stone. And then, of course, another disgraced former FBI director, Chris Wray, testified six times or more, we have the clips, that there were no federal agents in the crowd. And now the FBI just released the documents from themselves, quite definitive, that there were 274 plainclothes agents embedded in the January 6th crowds, congressional sources say, and that they'd have helped the Capitol Police, half of which were sent away for traffic control miles away at the Ellipse. They'd have helped me trying to stop people going in the building. They'd have got on the loudspeakers they have embedded outside inside, like I told them to do. It all would have been stopped, but instead, we know those men, many of them helped break out the windows of the first one in black doing it. The police then stage arresting them, take them, take the handcuffs off on surveillance camera, and high-five them. Those are FBI and corrupt Capitol Police, because we know some of the names. And Kash Patel said they're going to start releasing this, and they are. So I'll just tell you, Trump has threatened to fire all these people. He's particularly pissed off at Bondi. And I'm saying the jury's out on Cash, and I think Bongino's a good guy, and that's why he's pissed and wants to leave. But when you hear, oh, Trump's being political, he wants his enemies targeted, they tried to kill him. We know the globalists were behind that. We know they're going to put him in prison. They're trying to destroy us. They started it. They're tyrants. They've run these slow-rolling coups. And the American people, the vast majority, know it and support it. This is not political retribution. This is justice. This is duty. And this is existential survival. We don't have a choice. We must prosecute the deep state. We must remove their networks. We must break the back politically of their arrogance. And we must absolutely imprison thousands of their captains, generals, and operatives. And then sue to the ground all of their auxiliary operations that engage in this giant organized crime, racketeering reign of terror that they are now promising to intensify if they can slither their way back into power. We are not in the year 2027. But that year is coming during that election for 2028. And everything has to be prepared and ready going into the midterms as well. But the internal and public numbers are the Democrats are in free fall. And if it wasn't for election fraud, they would lose 100-plus seats in the House. They are extinct as a party. And as the illusion of the facade drops, it's game over. But going back to the year 2017, this is not where we were then when Trump didn't understand the government, the systems, and what was happening. Yeah, let's put that headline back up. Justice Department orders U.S. attorneys to probe Soros Open Society Foundations for arson, racketeering, and terror support. I just so happened to actually have key documents with the directing the violence itself by a Soros group run by his son. That launched attacks. That's coming up. And we have so much more. Then we have Russia issuing a nuclear threat to the United States, the strongest yet. after Trump said, yeah, let's continue the war forever, and maybe Ukraine can take part of Russia. I mean, I understand that's part of the deal stuff, but you can't do that in war. Big no-no, Trumpy. We love you, but we're going to call balls and strikes. And then the NATO has now, in the back channel, they're reporting it, said, we're now just, your jets come one inch in, or what we say is in our airspace, we're going to start blasting them out of the sky. So they're ready to go to full war right now on the threat escalation ladder. Total bonker insanity. We'll get to that. Then you've got all the Charlie Kirk stuff. Yep, no autopsy. That's now been confirmed by the police dispatch recordings. And notice we had to learn that way. Folks went and got the police to release the hospital police dispatch recordings and the protection of Erica Kirk going to pick up his body. And they said, nope, the presiding physician signed off the death certificate, no coroner. And you're the police like, really? Okay, so they're taking the body. Yeah. I mean, boy, they ran and snatched up Kennedy's body real quick, too, and flew it off to D.C. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not going to sit there and accuse people of stuff, and I don't know. But, I mean, this is just worse and worse and worse by the minute. Because the way that bullet went and all of it, I just, this is really bad. And then it gives rise to all these competing theories that go from absurd to plausible. And we'll just go where the facts lead. That's coming up. And then you got a baseball field shot up. People shot with Islamicists. And we got videos of Islamicists celebrating it. I mean, Texas looks like Islamabad or something, though. So, oh, let's go shoot up a baseball field. This is Sunday. Yeah, let's go shoot some kids. You know, they vote Democrat. I mean, it's just wild. And this is the temperature getting turned up. But let's just do this now. Flynn's coming up here in about 14 minutes. Let's, General Flynn, it's going to be huge. Then Roger Stone, massive. All the inside baseball. But you notice Flynn about 3 months ago started saying, yeah, the indictments are coming. And Rogers has been a pessimist. He said, no, they're coming. Because they're all talking to the same people. Who do you think we're talking to? I said, if they don't start indicting with the total proof and the grand juries that are being set up, and then they got indictments, and then the U.S. attorneys tried to block it, and the prosecutors, what's going to happen? They're going to be removed. And people are going to be put in there that will go with the grand jury. That's legal. That's lawful. We have these people. We have Ray getting up over and over again saying, nope, no feds. Then a few times later, he's like, well, not that I know of, because he knows, ooh, they got me. And look, if Ray and these people would just go away, and Bill Barr and the rest of them, I'm on his enemies list, he was working against Trump the whole time, that's come out, eyewitnesses, undercover reports, and documents, we'd let you guys scurry off. I mean, I'm not some vengeful person that just wants to drive this, because also these people are dangerous, and when they're cornered, they're going to pull off a bunch of stuff, but they're not going to stop. So it's a war. They started it. We're the good guys. They're the bad guys. This is how it is. And so just there's no turning back. I'm totally committed, been totally committed for 30 plus years. I knew what I was getting into when I did this, but all of you better figure this out. I mean this lovingly. You're under attack. The globalists want to get through the warriors that are standing up for all of our collective freedoms and dignity and security and our children's futures. You better get with the program. These shows aren't some genre and, ooh, they're entertaining and, wow, this guy's intense. Why do you think I'm intense? I'm under total attack. I've been hunted for decades by these people. They've attacked my whole family. Our family's never been stronger because we're not wimps and we understand we're doing God's work. But I'm in a war, and you better realize you are too. Do you understand that? My God, they've killed over 30 million people with the poison shots. They flood us with fentanyl. They're absolutely, in every major public and most private schools with grants, secretly brainwashing your sons and daughters to think they're another sex and make them totally mentally ill and then be mutilated chemically or surgically. It is a devil cult. It's the same program worldwide. It's BlackRock. It's the New World Order. It's the transhumanist on record. They say the future's not human. They're building this nightmare world, and we're simply saying no. And we're valiantly fighting. Because on the other end of this, if we fail, is total enslavement and a nightmare hellscape. So just understand, you think I want to do this? You think I want to fight 18 hours a day? You think I want to do all this just so I can act tough? No, I've got to do it. Somebody walks up to me and punches me in the nose, or somebody walks up to me and it punches my kid in the head. I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to get pissed off and I'm going to go after them. It's the same thing in politics, folks. How much are you going to take? You got to get vocal. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. You got to spend money and support the people that are at the tip of the spear. You've got to amplify all that, and you should get vocal, and you should get engaged as well. I know a lot of you are, but man, you got to do this with urgency. People are like, oh, it sounds like work. No, you're meant to do this. And the future is so dark if you don't, but we're turning the tide. We're winning. But they're going to false flag. They're going to pull out the stops. They've already implemented the Podesta plan. Everything I told you is happening. But they're totally freaked out. And all over the news just saying, he's on his last gasp. Get him off. The Democrats, the senators, just get him off. Just get him off. Just shut him up. Because I got their number. I got their name. I got their ass. And their little minions, most of them are compartmentalized. They don't know how all this works. They're getting decompartmentalized. A lot of them aren't pure evil, are waking up and joining us and whistleblowing. Or just walking away. You can do that too. Just walk away. Run up the white flag. Because you're in a war against us, and we're winning, and we're going to win. And where your bosses are taking you is hellish. The only way you fail is not joining us. Admit you're the bad guys. Some of you can admit that to yourselves. You're not totally turned over to evil yet. Be like Darth Vader. Throw your political system lovingly, nonviolently down the reactor shaft. Come on. Become honorable for once. It's exhilarating. It's a blessing to fight evil. It's so animating, as Thomas Jefferson said, the animating contest of liberty. You have to live the life of Thomas Jefferson to really read Thomas Jefferson. And then it's so much stronger. All right. Here I am. What's the date on SP1? What is this, a month ago? I mean, there's hundreds of these. You've heard it till your ears bleed. This is August 25th. It's a long 20-minute break now, but I'm only playing 2 minutes of it. AJ, when the indictments come, I want all of your apologies. And then Flynn, from months ago as well, we'll have the date up there on screen for that, saying Comey better get fitted for his orange jumpsuit. Here it is. This is quite the psychological experiment. Like, I'm sitting here. I know all about the White House conversations, all the stuff behind the scenes, all the people, all the, you know, the stuff being sent out, the grand juries, the Democrats in total shit themselves mode. And I come on air and I tell you this is going on, and half the audience just says, we're screwed. We don't want to hear it. Great, great, great. When the indictments come, I want all of your apologies, okay? And by the way, if they don't come, I'll continue to fight on, because we're in an intellectual war, an information war. When we talk about all the corruption of the deep state, and I see other talk shows say, we already know about Russiagate. We already know about illegal spying. We already know they stole the election. No, the general public still doesn't know. Now they're ready to hear the truth. So just the information war. They fight like the devil to get us off the air and others so that people don't even know what they did. Because people learning about their tricks discredits them. But that's not what we're dealing with.
I want people to understand that Trump's strategy for what he is doing right now, very calculated and very purposeful. And now that he's got his team on board, he had his first cabinet meeting today. And now that he's got his team on board, that you can see that, you know, the guns are coming out metaphorically, right? And Comey is going to be one of the first targets, because what is going to happen? And this is why I think you're absolutely right that within the next probably 60 days or so, we're going to hear about indictments coming against him and others. There are going to be grand juries, sealed and such, and that kind of stuff will go along. But between Cash, Dan Bongino, Pam Bondi, President Trump, and then others of us that are involved in some of these aspects of what we're trying to do, Comey is going to fold, and he's going to fold like a cheap cigar, because once these people are, you know, the evidence is there, Jim. You didn't destroy any of it. The agents are still there. In some cases, they're still working inside the FBI, or they're out. They will be brought back in. So all of this is now going to come to a big head. And it won't just be Jim Comey, because Jim Comey's going to be asked about, well, who else knew about it? Did you brief Barack Obama? Did you brief the attorney general at the time? Did you speak to Jim Clapper? Did you speak to John Brennan? Did you speak to Susan Rice? Did you speak to Sally Yates? Who else was part of this conspiracy to undermine at the time the candidate of a major political party, Donald J. Trump, during the 2016 timeframe? And then all of that then led into Russiagate, right? Led into the initial components of the coup to basically take down America, destroy this country as we know it, and turn it into part of the one world order that the globalists want. So Jim Comey is the first target, just like I was the first target in the Trump administration in 2016, 2017 timeframe. Jim Comey, you know, once the evidence is shown to him and he knows it's there. He knows exactly what the problem is, and he is not going to get away with this. So Jim Comey ought to go to the tall man's shop, get measured for an orange jumpsuit, and because he's going to go to prison whether he likes it or not. Now, the only thing he could do is maybe cut a deal and lessen his sentence and offer some of the other, you know, conspirators who were part of this. There are agents inside of the FBI. They're not going to go to jail for Jim Comey, believe me, that were part of this, that he directed to do this.
Well, there's your tomorrow's news today. General Flynn joins us on the other side of this break. And, oh, the FBI releases the internal memos and command directives of 274 FBI agents. Then they had all the auxiliaries. They had people there from the NGOs. They had the Antifa. They had some of the Capitol Police working with them together, breaking in, then staging the arrest of themselves, then having handcuffs taken off. High fives. We got you. We got you. We got you. We have you. And just like Cash said, I was starting to get really upset with Cash. Now he's moving the needle back to good guy. Either releasing it all ahead with the grand juries, and Trump's putting the people in that'll do their job when the grand juries come back with indictments, and the Democrats are going to set off a low-yield nuclear weapon and blame it on Russia or something like that. Or they're going to shoot up a bunch of migrants in a couple days or something like that. Prepare for false flag. This is not a drill. Alert. Red alert. Incoming false flag. You've been warned. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexfromstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexfromstore.com.
I was was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Intelligence Agency, former National Security Advisor to President Trump, the first target of the deep state and Comey in 2016 into 17. He's publicly bragged he did all that illegal stuff. General Flynn is our guest, and I'm going to try to really just give him the floor right now, but I want to be very clear. I talked to him during the break, and I already know his thinking on this, and mine's exactly the same because we study this. This is doctrine of how these things operate. The elements of the deep state that are left are testing cyber warfare takeover systems of emergency command and control for a hot coup operation. Okay? He's about to brief you on that. That's exactly where I was going. I said, do you think we're going to see the false flags and attempted cyber takeover in a week? He said, I think sooner. And then he started briefing me. He's about to brief you. So while we're all here, you know, saying, see, we told you so, Trump understands it's existential. This is a still ongoing coup operation that's illegal and must be removed. You have all these Democrat senators, Blumenthal and Hakeem Jeffries in the House, threatening total tyranny they get back in to try to bolster their people with confidence. because like a house of cards, the whistleblowers are already flooding in, the auto pen, they have it all. What they don't have is enough prosecutors that have intestinal fortitude, because this is a war. So now we've breached the next level of victory. We're not on the beach now. We're getting deep in, but now the Battle of the Bulge is about to happen, okay? Or the Battle of Stalingrad is on in World War II terms. This is it, okay? This is like the X-Wings going to the Death Star. This is it, boys. You better have your head on a swivel. You better get ready. I'm getting chills right now. General Flynn, you said he'd be the first measure of the orange jumpsuit, as you understand the strategy, to take down the whole system. They know it now. We've reached maximum danger. General Flynn, you've got the floor. Go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks, Alex. You know, I think it was the 9th or 10th of November this past year after Trump won this historic victory, where it's exactly what you just described. I put out on an X post, people can go look it up, essentially what you just said, which is, I don't want everybody to start giving high fives here. This is just our first, this was the day, right? We have attacked the beaches. We're being shot at. We're taking casualties. We're going to, you know, we need to climb the cliff still. We got to get to the hedgerows. We got to break out of the hedgerows. So this is one element of a breakout, this indictment of Comey, but that's all it is. We're still at the top of the cliffs now. We're still trying to break out of those hedgerows and move into, you know, victory over Europe, but we cannot declare victory over Europe just yet. So metaphorically speaking, that's kind of where we are. And I said that about a day, I think 24 hours after, on X, after the historic election by Donald Trump. So big picture. And we talked about, you know, like you said, we talked prior about false flags. One of the interesting things, and I've been paying very close attention to what the Secret Service just discovered up in New York City, this, discovery of this telecommunications equipment, that they found. And it's clear to me the types of equipment that they found. This is not some, you know, go down to Walmart and buy this stuff and a couple of smart technoids put it together. This is nation state stuff, because when you look at the capabilities of that particular activity, right? These are things that can shut down 911, or you can get inside and spoof 911. You can do things like take over rail systems. You can take over transit systems, so rail, bus, trucks, and make it look as though it's mobile and low. What, like, you kind of go, what's going on here? And it's very difficult to detect. It's not just shutting down one set of servers in a building, in a bank, in a financial institution. It's actually taking over an entire system. And that also includes systems inside of the Department of Defense, because again, the capabilities that were discovered are very, very high end, serious technical capabilities, telecommunications systems. And my guess is that we probably have some of those sitting in other parts of the country right now, maybe in some of the other big cities where there are transit systems, metros and such, and certainly buses, taxis, the whole gamut. So I want people to understand that. Yeah, there's a post right there about Comey, right? That first domino. And here's the thing about Comey, and I'll just touch on him briefly, because I think that there are other things that we need people to understand.
I want you to have the floor, but I think what you brought up first is the key. I said during the break, I said, I believe this is the false flag. You said, absolutely. This is a coup d'etat system. And I said, would it be the British, you know, the Chinese, the Israelis? You know, we know they just found a bunch of Israeli stuff when they came to visit in the Secret Service vehicles that takes over systems as well. Very similar. But we know the CIA would use a foreign government as a cutout, or some of those subgroups that are still loyal to the globalists. Yeah. You've stated, and you were agreeing with me, that exactly this is what you'd see in place ahead of an attempted hot coup to take control and disrupt telecommunications. So let's finish up with that, because you're a world expert on this, and then let's get into Comey and this big domino.
Yeah, so little things. You know, I mean, we saw some of this stuff, right? The escalators that Trump was on at the UN, the shutting down of his teleprompter. I mean, there's small indicators of things that occur. And if you're really looking at the bigger, broader picture and the capabilities that do exist, you know, you have to say, okay, what is happening? What are the things that are being tested? And it's not just to test, you know, to see if they can do it. It's to see what is our response to it, right? It's what is our response to it. What's the response if they send another fishing vessel off the coast of Venezuela, you know, with known drugs? I mean, there's bales and bales of drugs that they can send in.
These are probes ahead of a major attack.
Right. Right. Whenever you do a reconnaissance, very active reconnaissance on the battlefield, and it's happening strategically, you are probing to see what the response systems are. What is the decision-making structure to be able to make a decision at the highest levels of our government? You know, in this case, the President of the United States, Secretary of Defense, the Director of National Intelligence, Secretary of State, the various entities within our national security structure. I mean, the President of the United States ought to be, he ought to have his national security team in right now and going through this. We call it wargaming in the military: action, reaction, counteraction. And when these things happen, so he ought to be looking at the options and the events that have occurred. And, when you talk about somebody like a Comey, he's dog whistling on his video. Okay. On his video that he put out last night. I mean, the guy is beyond arrogant, but he's also messaging. The messaging within the deep state is very, very real. I mean, Comey knows, he knows not to, he's just been indicted, right? The likelihood of him being convicted is very high. But why would a guy like that, who's been at the top of the justice system, right? And served there, and been at the top of our government and served there, clearly, at the presidential level. I mean, why would a guy like that put out a message like he put out as though, like, I'm innocent? I mean, you just don't do that for no reason. There is a clear and unadulterated reason why he is whistling to the entities that exist inside the deep state. Maybe he's basically whistling that we're going to stand and fight. He's got a deep state a lawyer and law firm. Comey will go into this waging of this battle for him, and it'll be waged by many others in the deep state with unlimited resources, more resources than most nation states have. So what we have to understand is that the next couple of days here, right? I just listened to Trump a few minutes ago before coming on your show, Alex, about, I guess he was getting ready to get on a helicopter. He's going somewhere. And he said, more to come. Without him, we nobody would have known about the deep state. He's caught them all. And now we'll see what happens. The speed of war matters right now. Okay. And we are in a war. We are in a war against the deep state. We are in a war against elements within our own government that are undermining every single aspect of what Donald J. Trump is trying to do. Pete Hegseth he's called in whatever 800, right? I mean, he's got a bunch of guys and gals coming in, unprecedented in U.S. history, to bring them all in and to say, okay, we'll see what Pete has to say about that. But these are to basically get the word out, to everybody to say, hey, look, we have to have our be on our toes here. I'm not going to stand for any more of the undermining, the usurpation of our constitutional processes, of our rule of law. Trump really needs to do a couple of things. Number one, he needs to get a briefing on all presidential findings. So Donald J. Trump, if you listen to this, get a briefing immediately on all presidential findings dating back decades. Number two, get a Title 50 briefing in detail by Tulsi Gabbard. She's very capable of doing that, and she'll be able to bring the right people to you. And then in that briefing, have the Department of Justice, have the Attorney General in there, have the director of the FBI in there, have your Secretary of State in there, have your Secretary of Defense in that meeting, so they can hear what you're about to be presented, because what you're about to be presented are authorities that only you as the President of the United States has. Okay? We have three equal branches of government. I got it. But there's only one President of the United States. And that president is the only person who reads the oath of office with one particular word, and that's called preserve. Preserve the Constitution of the United States of America, as well as protect and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And right now we have a massive amount of domestic enemies. The reason why I said months ago, Alex, is that Comey is going to be number one, because it is very clear. It's very clear what Comey did. Publicly, he did it and he got away with it until now, right? So now the question is, what will Comey do? How will Comey act? I will tell you, they should have done a Roger Stone on Comey instead of allowing him to just turn himself in, and what is turning himself in?
Yes, they should have raided him and gotten all the material. And let me just back up for a moment. General, what you're saying is beyond important. Probably the most important thing ever said in the 30 plus years of my broadcast. And I don't just say that lightly. you understand nation states, you understand regime change. You know, that's what, you know, you obviously headed up. So, and you understand the faction still in the CIA, and we were talking during the break, that's the main culprit we got to watch here, obviously, working with foreign states as cutouts. You're saying we have to be on an alert war footing. They've got to get, as is happening, the generals and all the top people in and say, this isn't a game, fire everything up, and also be in a posture to the bad guys we know, so that more of them understand their back's broken. That is so much of war, is demoralizing the enemy. We are winning. And to let the enemy know their minions come in out of the dark, come in, you know, to us. And I know that's happening behind the scenes on so many levels. And so they have the chief of staff coming in and blowing the whistle on the auto pin. The rats are leaving the sinking ship, but this is when the really bad guys up top will pull out all the stops. So we're in a war, and the president must preserve it, and you're talking about emergency powers. This is an outside coup operation, totally criminal. It's documented. And so we know what George Washington or Abraham Lincoln would do, and it's, I think it's time to talk about that. That's where you're going. Please continue.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of operation centers throughout the U.S. government, but there's two primary operation centers. There's one in the Pentagon. It's the National Military Command Center, the NMCC, downstairs in the bowels of the Pentagon. I used to run the intelligence component of it. And then there's the one over in the CIA. The CIA has a very robust operation center. You can see and do anything you want from there, certainly globally. And you can understand what's happening if you had a CIA that was actually working on your behalf. There are other places where, like the National Counterterrorism Center has an ops center. There's really not one inside of the White House. But what I think right now, what President Trump requires is he requires an operations center that's working on his behalf and responding to every single thing that is happening around the world. I just listed a bunch of things here prior to coming on, and I just wrote them down. I'll just rattle them off. Ukraine, Middle East, Venezuela. We still have to deport 10 to 20 million, criminals that are in this country. We have an education system that is still so broken, and we're already into a school year. I'm still fighting at the local level, school boards. Never mind, you know, the Department of Education that Trump talked about shutting down. We just learned 300 FBI were at the Capitol on J6. We have whistleblower cases that are unveiling and unraveling all kinds of stuff about this coup that's going on. We have an organization that I just learned about. It was created in 2004. It's called UNITAID, UNITAID. And I can dig into that more, but it's essentially a USAID overseas, so they can launder our taxpayer dollars over there, right, and use them for whatever they want to use them for, like to usurp our elections. We have the Department of Defense. We just mentioned what Pete Hegseth is up to and what he's doing. And we'll see what ends up happening and what comes out of that. My guess is he's going to be reading them the Riot Act about getting control of some of the organizations, but also taking a hard look at, you know, some necessary reforms that do take a lot of time. But in the meantime, we have got to be ready for war, right? You got China breathing down our necks, and they're not just breathing down our necks in the Pacific or the Asia Pacific basin or in the Panama Canal. They're breathing down our necks right here in our own hemisphere and right here in the United States of America. And then the last thing, which is really the most important threat that I feel that we face, and that's a Marxist socialist element inside of the United States government. And I call it an unholy alliance. It's this unholy alliance between these isms, right? Communism and Islamism. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. People can name call me all they want, but that's the problem that we face. And there's a lot of documentation to prove all this out. That I'm
well, we just had a baseball field shot up. We've got ICE agencies being shot up, people being killed left and right. The level of violence is accelerating. Charlie Kirk killed. And just to put a finer point on this, sir, what we talked about during the break, can you spend a few minutes on? You said, I said, are we entering the maximum zone of the false flag? And you said, absolutely. And you went into the electronics they're finding everywhere and the stuff that's going on that can hijack command and control. But what other type of false flags?
Yeah. So we've already seen some of these, right? We've seen the derailment of trains with poisons on them, the Palestine, Ohio train derailment. We've seen the shutdown of communication systems in a local or regional area. We've seen, you know, the use of of a localized EMP. We actually had an event down, I think it was in Miami, not more than less than a month ago, where there was a lot of communications that were shut down. And it, again, you kind of look at it and go, all right, what's happening? You know, are they starting to take some action, right? So we know from the last 4 years, the infiltration of elements inside of our government, right? Iranian teams, we have Hamas and Hezbollah who have been here for decades. Never mind just coming in over the last
who are allied with the
years.
Democrats.
We've seen, yeah, absolutely. 100% allied with the left. Okay. And the left loves to use words like liberals and progressives. It is Marxists and socialists, and they align themselves in an unholy way with the radical Islamists who are out there among our midst. I mean, we just had the National Counterterrorism Center put out a report a week and a half ago or so about Al-Qaeda, right? About Al-Qaeda being inside of the United States, getting ready to potentially conduct attacks. So when we talk about false flags, you know, are these random things that are happening, or is there some overarching command and control of them? Why did Comey do his whistleblow call? Barack Obama recently came out and did a little whistleblower call.
Like, remember Comey seashells saying kill Trump.
Exactly. And so the projection of deception is a Saul Alinsky type operation, right? It's a rules for radicals. It's a Marxist socialist type of warfare technique. And this idea of projecting on us what they are actually doing to us. And they will project to deceive. Go ahead.
And by the way, the crush fascism, publicly funded Soros Antifa group that's in all 50 states and said on November 5th, they're launching another uprising. Those signs are all over Austin, all over D.C. when I was there. They're all over the country. So they're gearing up for something big on November 5th. And so, like you said 6 months ago, when the indictments start, if you start seeing all sorts of random violence and events intensifying, all of that is probing, all that is getting law enforcement, everybody just kind of used to this background so that when the big attacks come, people are caught flat-footed. And so I don't think there's any doubt. It's going down.
It's a technique. It's all it is it's called sowing chaos, okay? Sowing chaos, and that's exactly what they're doing. They
so what do we do? Chaos. I mean, like you said, Trump needs to convene an emergency meeting, like you said months ago, to demand the indictments when they already have the indictments and the U.S. attorneys are refusing to carry them forward. And so I know he's doing this. He needs to continue to convene and just, what does he say to the public? Declaring Antifa a terror group, which it is, that's their total mission. Yeah. It's violence to intimidate. Yeah. That's a good move too, right?
It's a perfect move. One of the things that the president has to do right now is he's got to communicate, and he's the best communicator, you know, that we've ever had, right? I mean, but he's got to communicate more, and he's got to communicate very clearly. I listened to his speech the other day at the UN, which I'm adamant about. We got to get the UN out of here, but Trump is a great communicator, but now he has to communicate to the United States of America, to the people of this country, and frankly, the rest of the world that are still begging and hoping and pleading that the United States doesn't collapse under its own corrupt weight here. But he's got to communicate, almost like a State of the Union address or something. It doesn't have to be with Congress. He can do it from the Oval Office. But communicate the things that are happening and what his administration is doing without, you know, signaling, without giving away the farm to the adversaries that are trying to figure out what is Trump going to do. But we cannot keep having the president of the United States, you know, in front of a couple of cameras, a bunch of cameras in front of the White House, in front of the fake news, and saying, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. The American people now deserve to know, what are the steps? What are the stages of the things that are going to happen? If there's going to be more indictments, then just say there's going to be more indictments and they're going to be in the next couple of days. Either you have the evidence or not. That's one element. If, you know, what is it that what did we learn about Charlie Kirk, right? I don't believe what the evidence has been presented to us has said. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. And the other thing about dates, because you just had that date up on the screen there. Dates matter to these people, okay? They matter quite a bit, right? We didn't talk about 9/11 all that much. We talked about the murder, the assassination of Charlie Kirk the day prior, and everybody was like, what's going on? We weren't even talking about 9/11. Why? Because they don't want to They don't want New York City to be in the know right now because there was so much going on in New York. We're getting ready to have a radicalized socialist Muslim Islamist as the mayor of New York City if some miracle doesn't occur in the next couple of months here. So again, they're on the warpath. They being this radicalized Marxist element, these elements inside of our government that are led by, frankly, the Chinese are right at the top of that heap. And they're moving like, and let's go back to the metaphor of World War II. I mean, the Nazis and the Germans, they were very methodical. They were very organized. They were very smart about how they moved. When we attacked on that beach day ahead, it was like scrambling, right? Get the paratroopers out there, get the infantrymen. We didn't know which side was happening. Just keep pushing and keep pushing. So that's my message to the American people. We have got to keep pushing. We've got to keep pushing our leaders at the local level. We've got to keep pushing our leaders at the congressional level.
Exactly. We've reached the moment of maximum push, a real inflection point. I know you've got to go soon, but I want to play you, if you just stay 5 minutes in the next hour, I want to play you Gavin Newsom that didn't get any attention. Is super ultra chilling because in the Podesta plan, I know you know about that, if Trump could have won in 2020, they were going to have Western states secede, blue cities secede, make it racial, have a civil war. Yep. That's Podesta's plan. Then they made a movie, $350 million budget, that was released last year called Civil War. And in it, it's called the Western Alliance that then goes and drives in an anti, basically, white army because there's a Trump figure who's racist, and they kill him in the Oval Office. Now, he just went on TV, and they call it the Western Alliance, and that they're, you know, not just sanctuary cities and all this, but they're going to resist Trump. They're actually implementing the soft launch of that General Flynn. We'll go to break and play the clip, but just a 50-second comment to that.
Absolutely. Right, while we're getting ready for that to come on, yeah. I mean, these plans exist, and there's a combination of these types of plans, and I've actually seen some of them, and I've certainly read the Chinese version of this plan, which these people are aligned. We have to stop this political, you know, two-party system game that we're playing here. This is very real, and I want the American people. I mean, I can be the eternal optimist, but I want people to be realistic about what it is that we are facing. And when they start to present these kinds of ideas, and you said it at the very beginning, there is a plan if, you know, God help us, if Trump, you know, if the Republicans don't get
hold
smart
on, General,
and continue
stay there,
to
stay
win,
there, sir. It's a hard break. 2 minutes. We'll be right back, sir. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexfieldstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexfieldstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, tell us about the sort of the collective health policy you're putting together with the West Coast states. So over here, you guys, what do you call this? You call
the West Coast Offense. It's a Western Alliance.
The Western Alliance. Yeah. Okay. What are you guys doing? What's the agreement between these states?
We believe. Look, I run the largest.
All right, let's stop there. In the United States. Now again, they're soft launching what Podesta said. Western states would lead it, then Eastern states, then blue cities will break off. And then they'll foment communists will be the cover for the organized attack. They then believe somehow they'll bring down Trump. This is the Podesta plan. They make a movie about it, and it's called the Western Alliance. And here they are, General Flynn, soft launching it. You got cut off during the break about, God forbid, the Republicans. And then you made a very strong statement during the break to me about, yeah, they want Trump. He's in maximum danger. We've got 4 minutes. You've got the floor, sir, for final warning.
Yeah, number one, these people want to see, they want Trump dead. I mean, look at what they did to Charlie Kirk. Oh my God. And they've all already taken shots at Trump, and there will be others. Trump needs to be very careful of the Secret Service that it's around him, his protection, his protective detail. I've recommended that they get very trusted sources out of the Department of Defense. And I've worked with many of these people. They need to be part of his protective detail. If not his actual protective detail, there's so much at stake right now.
Shouldn't Delta Force, large squadrons of it, be assigned to him 24 hours?
Yeah, they're the type of organization that they ought to be considering to be part of it, because I do believe that there's that particular element. Those forces are very
loyal.
Patriotic, loyal. Yeah, I mean they'll do the right thing, and they're very good at it. So. Trump's safety is number one, because without Trump, I'm afraid that we're going to, it doesn't mean that we don't have other leaders that are out there, but he's a historic, you mentioned George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and then there's Donald Trump. Okay. I mean, this is, I call this the third arc of U.S. history. And if we don't get through this arc, we are at the tail end of our existence as a nation state, as a, coming into our 250th year, right? So very, very important that man and the Secret Service and the people around him take very good care. And I know he wants to be out there in front of the American people all the time. But I do think it's not to get a bunker mentality, but it's to have an operational mindset.
Yeah,
you know, when he goes in there and he sits down and he does something, And he's going to, hold on guys. Alec, you still there?
Yes, sir. You're there. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry.
They were just doing that. That's our fault. They were getting Roger Stone ready. Go ahead.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay. Sorry. Sorry.
That's my fault.
So what I want to do is I want to make sure that I think all of us have to have this operational mindset. And what does that mean? That means that to, stay alert. But we need to put demands on our leaders, right? And but the demand that I'm putting on right now is I want to be better informed. And I'm one of the most informed guys on the planet. Trust me. But I want to be better informed. I collectively as an American citizen, I want the President of the United States to kind of lighten this feeling that we have that is a bit frightened, right? I'm not. I can tell you that. But I have spoken to many, many people, and I just went on another, 10, almost 2 week trip around to different places to talk to people to kind of get a sense of things. And I mean, I'm telling you, people coming up to me going, man, what's going on? Is everything
going
to be okay?
Well, you nailed it. The left has declared war. They're celebrating. They're killing people everywhere. And it's barely even making the news. We need Trump to say, I recognize the left's attacking you, not just Charlie. It's daily. They're shooting up Catholic schools. Right. They're shooting up ICE every day. They're shooting up baseball fields. The Islamists, this is it. They say they're going into full violence, and we need to gird ourselves and realize we are in it now because we're beating the enemy. But if we just take this like it's normal politics, we're in trouble. And it's the base realizes that, General. You realize that.
We can't wait, Alex. We can't wait for Congress to have hearings. We can't wait for something else to happen. We have got to stop being reactive. And we've got to be very, very proactive And that means that we're going to have to be very directive. I think the President of the United States needs to use some of those national emergency orders, and he needs to start now being very,
hold on,
very
directive.
I know
directive. You got to go. It's only a 60-second break. I want you to explain those orders for just 1 minute when we come back, and I promise I'll let you go, General. General Flynn, stay with us.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we have Roger Stone waiting in the wings. General Flynn is our guest. And he just has a closing point that is the most important in my view. This is the most important interview I've ever done, hands down, because of the time we're at, his knowledge, the operational information we know. Here's what he was saying. I wanted to finish this point. If the Democrats controlled the military and if they would confiscate guns and put us in camps, it came out with the Weatherman, it came out with Obama, the plan to break the country up with the Cubans and the Chi-Coms. Movies like Red Dawn were made out of operational manuals we got from the Russians, the Cubans, and the Chinese. But when they do this, they're going to make it look like it's a racial uprising in America. Well, they've got people they work with in our government, the Democrats, that are allied with all of this. And the main armies are going to come out of Central and South America. That's why Venezuela is so key. Trump understands this, the Panama Canal. This is the end of the country. This is how they take the country down from within. You don't do it with nuclear weapons or it ends the world because of MAD. And all the signs, battle plans, Soros, it's all there, the violence escalating. Now they talk about the Western alliance and offense on TV that is in the Podesta plan and in the movie they produced about it. And they said they would do this if Trump got back in. So they said they're doing it. There's different operational plans, different subgroups that they can change. And it operates off of dates because a lot of low levels don't have the specifics. But that's why we're in maximum danger. They've brought us into this true national crisis of survival. They say he's a dictator because they know when they kick this off, the only move is going to be the main military crushing this. So that's where we are. So you said the president needs to have battle plans presented, ready, military ready to go. I know you've got to go, but just spend a few minutes on the specific powers and what we're facing here if they launch the hot coup.
Yeah, the president of the United States has powers. He has plans. They're called national security emergency orders, and he's got a bunch of them. And when he decides to kick some of those orders into effect, to put some of those orders into effect, he can do extraordinary things. Again, these are things that are within the Constitution, within his duties and responsibilities to do in order to do what I said earlier, which is to preserve the Constitution of the United States of America. He's the only one that has the authority to be able to do that, but he needs to make sure that his team, particularly his national security team, is coming around him and sitting down and going, okay, what are those orders? What are those things that I can do? I mean, it's as much as he can take over every farmland if necessary. If we thought that the, you know, China was about to biologically attack our food sources. I mean, there's so many national emergencies to consider and to put into effect. And then what happens, Alex, is they kick in a whole series of laws. They actually implement it's roughly 100 to 150 laws that then kick into effect in order to be able to do that, because this is about protecting the future of our country. And this is where I get very, very serious, because I will tell you, This is not going to be another election that we're going to do this or that. I mean, no, folks, this is it. These people have made a conscious decision to start killing people. And they started with the president of the United States. They tried and they just killed Charlie Kirk, another person who had a great, great future and was already presenting to our country the kinds of visions that we needed to be thinking about from a young man's perspective. Never mind what he did for all of us, but also what we're starting to see. You know, we're starting to see more and more of these events occur. So the president has those things. I mentioned what he needs to be presented on by his national security team. And he also needs to be updated on all these national security emergency orders that he clearly has. They're on the books. He just has to consider which ones need to be, you know, brought to the top and what ones do I need to think about? What are the consequences if I do, in fact, implement that order? I mean,
what is the messaging? Let me ask you this in closing. What is the messaging in the info war if we're forced to do this? Because we can't, and then that's what they do incrementally. So you, the frog in the pot, they're turning the heat up. It's going into boil right now. They're saying it's their move. Right. We'd be fools not to believe them. Under the law and under the Constitution and his duty to preserve, that's why we have to let people know that it's hot war now. At some point, indictments and things are great, but when you've got a hot coup being run with traitors inside right. elements of the government, at a certain point, it's actually, I mean, you know what Abraham Lincoln or George Washington would do if this was going on. It wouldn't be indictments, yeah. I can tell you that.
Yeah, Mr. President, you're the frog in the pot, and the pot is boiling over. Get out of the goddamn pot and stand on your feet like we know you can. Present it to the American people like you can do, like no other person. And let's get on with this. Let's make sure that we are going to win this battle, this war that's being waged against us to basically take over the United States of America. That's where we're at, Alex. And that's my message to the president of the United States.
And the Democrats say when they get back in, they're going to tyrannize all of us. They are open.
Absolutely.
Tyrants. General Flynn, incredible books, incredible information. You've got several websites. Which one's the best to visit, General Flynn?
GeneralFlynn.com. Go to GeneralFlynn.com.
Well, you are America's general, great record, great past, target of the deep state number one. That's why there's always fake CRISPR campaigns against you from the right. Those are all government and globalist operations. You're the best, mm-hmm. and we wouldn't be here without you. We salute you and your family for all you've gone through. You're a true winter soldier, so God bless you.
God bless. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Folks, the war's already here. We're not going to be violent. We're not going to be vigilantes. The Podesta plan is absolute treason, and they're implementing it, and now they're on TV on Colbert, the governor, saying, it's our Western alliance. We're launching our offensive. And then he cuts into stuff about with healthcare companies and blocking Trump. We're going to keep injecting people. That's just who's funding it, Big Pharma. But it's the soft launch of the Western states and blue states seceding. And they're holding maps up showing you. And I told you you'd start seeing this. How do they? They're not going to come out and say, we're going to secede now. No, they got to have the false flag triggers first. But they now introduce the name of the Western Alliance. And if they get this going, they will literally have elements of the military that join them with the flag from the movie and will try to carry that out. They are literally implementing a hot coup right now. And in war, you've got to know when something's been initiated and not wait stupidly. And how often am I wrong, people? I'm intellectually on fire. My guts are wrenching. I've got chills shooting up and down my spine. You saw Flynn. Never seen him be that excited when I was saying all that. He goes, yes, yes, yes. He doesn't want to scare people, but he also wants to tell you it's going down. Because we've beaten them politically. They're not going to let it stay peaceful. So we have to recognize, you want to really save this country? They're never going to let us continue on in a free, open society now if they ever get back in. They must be politically dealt with. Their power structure, their infrastructures must be nonviolently decapitated. They are going to kill Trump. They said they're coming for all of us. As men and as Americans, how do we sit there while this scum does this to us and then cower? And I'm talking about people in the DOJ and the rest of it. Well, Trump's in there saying, you want to fear them? You better fear me. Do your job. And it's starting to happen. And they know now it's kicked off. I apologize for getting Roger on 6-7 minutes late. I love him to death. StoneZone.com. we are in the maximum danger. I just want to get his take on all that's happening and the obviously the Comey indictment for perjury to Congress and all the rest of the charges that are there. And the backstory that I already knew, I'll leave it at that. I didn't get it from Martin, that they had the indictments and this prosecutor wouldn't do it because he's a deep stater. So they removed him, put in a good lawyer, and now the dominoes are about to fall. Trump just said more's coming. We'll play that clip in a moment. Roger Stone, what a historic moment right now. I can definitively say we just went up another level. The enemy is not going to give up. The war is about to intensify, Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, first of all, it's never a problem for me to be a little late for my great friend, General Michael Flynn, one of the greatest Americans, one of the greatest patriots, one of the greatest Christian gentlemen, and one of the greatest friends a man could have. So I'm honored to be on the same program with him, to be honest with you. Secondarily, there's a very significant backstory here. But first of all, I must say, since James Comey and I were indicted for the exact same charges, why did they announce this? Why didn't 29 heavily armed FBI agents in full SWAT gear brandishing fully automatic assault weapons assault his home at 6 o'clock in the morning and tip off an InfoWars crew to be standing by to film the whole thing? And will a left-wing Democrat judge now impose a broad gag order on him? Because after all, his defending himself in public could taint the jury pool. That's the half-assed, non-legal excuse they gave for slapping me with a gag order when I couldn't defend myself in public, couldn't come on your show and talk about my case. Or do we have a two-tier justice system in which James Comey is going to be continuing to counter-punch his disinformation? Here's the backstory here, Alex. Eric Siebert, who was the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, never disclosed that he had a stunning conflict of interest, that his father-in-law, meaning his wife's father, was the godfather to James Comey's daughter. There it is. This has never been disclosed publicly before, but Richard Cullen, who was an attorney who actually defended Mike Pence, is his father-in-law and is Comey's daughter's godfather. That alone should have meant that Eric Siebert, who was recommended for this job by the globalist governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, and approved by the two left-wing senators, Mark Warner, one of the biggest liars in the U.S. Senate, and Tim Kaine, who was, of course, Hillary Clinton's running mate for vice president, had a 51-page memo prepared arguing against the prosecution of James Comey. This is why President Trump very wisely moved aggressively to fire Siebert and to replace him with Lindsey Halligan, who is a very, very sharp and capable non-political lawyer.
Absolutely. And I was told by Justice Department folks 3 days ago about that individual being a deep state operative of the Comeys and how that snuck under the radar and how they'll sit there and lie and say, oh, we'll do our job and then don't do it. Trump was going to get rid of him, so he quit. But, yeah, we need better messaging from the White House on that. We need Trump to come out and others and his surrogates, I guess you're doing it now, and explain this. But what do you make of Trump's statement that we'll play right now saying a lot more to come? Well, I mean, I've been, again, and I don't like to say this, this is from Ed Martin. I was talking to Ed about my cases. Other sources, the Democrats have heard this too, but they've got the indictment of, I'm told, of Letitia James. They are in the final stages of them for Brennan and Clapper and Jack Smith and others and Fannie Willis. And that when this happens, it's already happening like a house of cards. A lot of the rats are going to leave the sinking ship. And that's what General Flynn predicted, that Comey would be first. Very wise to go after him first. He thinks he may flip over, but the problem is he's already made statements, to the contrary. So we're going to see, but this is when the deep state is going to really try another assassination attempt on Trump. This is when they're going to escalate the Podesta civil war plan, Roger Stone.
Well, I do think that they're increasingly desperate. You see a whole line of disinformation now, for example, regarding the next character to fall. That would be John Brennan. Story in yesterday's New York Times that says that John Brennan's prosecution has stalled because Tulsi Gabbard fired 37 national security apparatchiks suspended their security clearances. This is complete and total disinformation. Participation, the testimony, the involvement of those 37 deep staters, anti-Trump deep staters fired by Tulsi Gabbard, completely unnecessary for the prosecution of John Brennan. So the question is, will David Metcalf, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, who has jurisdiction in this matter, is he going to pull a Siebert and seek not to prosecute Brennan? Here's what I do know. Not a single subpoena has been issued by Metcalf to anyone in an investigation in preparation for the prosecution of Brennan. So what you have here is these deep state apparatchiks who are burrowed deep into the DOJ, who are resisting the orders from the top to prosecute those involved in the seditious conspiracy to commit treason and undo the 2016 election. Now, let's be very clear. Virginia, the Eastern Virginia jurisdiction, is an extraordinarily liberal jurisdiction. You've already gotten a liberal Democrat judge on Comey's case. You're going to get a jury that is top heavy with liberal Democrats, and they're going to try the same thing they tried on me in D.C. They're going to try to give James Comey a walk. I think the more important indictment is the seditious conspiracy indictment, which begins in 2016 or 2017 in the Oval Office of Barack Obama. We know who was involved: Comey, Clapper, Rice, Brennan, Weissman, Rosenstein, Mueller, McCabe, and so on. But that's a seditious conspiracy, Alex, that continues all the way from 2017, all the way through 2024, when they raid Mar-a-Lago, which means the correct jurisdiction is South Florida. And if it is brought here, you will get an honest judge and an unbiased jury. And these people are guilty as hell. They will be convicted.
Absolutely. And I am hearing from multiple sources that there are a lot of indictments already in the hopper, and that literally the operative you just talked about that resigned because Trump was about to fire him, that's all, you know, literally in bed with the Comeys and Herbert Walker Bush and all the rest of it, that they were able to slip into that key area, that during the grand jury operations there in Virginia, literally, he was, I told people that were in the room, he literally, they wouldn't give me the details, but they just said, it was like he was the defense. The prosecutors were like the defense trying to get the grand jury not to indict. And when they said, we're going to indict, they went, hold on. And then Trump got word back that they said, oh, don't do that yet. And Trump's like, they're indicting and you're blocking it? The prosecutors can't do that. So that's the level of sabotage. That's why whoever prosecutes Comey needs to, you know, really know what's going on and not put somebody in there that'll pull the punches. Does that make sense?
It does. This had to be done because Lindsey Halligan, an incredibly capable attorney, was up against a hard deadline. The statute of limitations ran out on the 30th of this month, so she had to move and move very aggressively. Eric Siebert had been slow rolling this, never, of course, revealing his stunning conflict of interest. So now I ask the question about U.S. Attorney David Metcalf and whether he's really going to indict John Brennan. There's overwhelming evidence that has been presented in the declassified documents that were supplied to the Justice Department by Tulsi Gabbard. This idea that her firing a bunch of deep staters is the reason that John Brennan cannot be indicted is complete and utter nonsense. It is disinformation coming from the bowels of the CIA and, of course, being carried by one of their favorite mouthpieces, the New York Times, Axios, the Washington Post. They're all saying the same thing. That's how you know it's absolutely untrue. There are no impediments to the prosecution of John Brennan, who really is the mastermind of the entire Russian.
And let's be clear, the media is acting like Trump's demanding political retribution and he's a dictator. He's the chief law enforcement officer. This idea that the president can't direct the Justice Department is pure horse crap. He's the only man popularly elected. He can drop nuclear bombs on people, okay? So the whole point is they're trying to intimidate everybody for him to not exercise his power after we've been gang raped by these people abusing their power illegally forever. And so we're in a war, cry havoc, let loose the dogs of war and go after all of these people. And it's already happening. I predict, though, as more indictments come out, very soon, next week, that the House of Cards is going to collapse as the arrogance of what's left of the deep state realizes this is a different Donald Trump. Then enters the real problem, them trying to launch the Podesta plan and assassinating Trump. Roger Stone.
This is why what both J.D. Vance and Stephen Miller said last week was so vitally important. They are moving very aggressively to gut the financial operations and organizational operations of Antifa and these other ultra-leftist, mayhem, violent-oriented NGOs and structural organizations to try to stop their ability to mount a federal insurrection like we saw in the country in 2020 in the Antifa BLM riots, which they burned down half the country. So these are tandem operations. The president's moving very aggressively to defund and flush out and flush out and flush out an effort to stop their ability to mount the Podesta plan across the country. Look, I think, again, I open with this. If you want any, if there are two examples, it would be what happened in the country after the brutal assassination of Charlie Kirk, and what happened in the country after the death of George Floyd. We had prayer vigils around the country and around the world. They had violent insurrection. And then, why is my case different than that of Comey? Why wasn't Comey's home raided this morning by 29 heavily armed FBI agents? Why will he not be gagged? And I predict to you that he won't be gagged. Who's weaponizing the criminal justice system? Absolutely clear that they have. And this cockamamie argument that if we're mean to the Democrats now, when they get back in power, they'll really try to destroy us. Ask General Flynn about that. Ask Paul Manafort. Ask any member of the Trump family. Ask Donald Trump himself. These people tried to destroy us. They tried to destroy you, Alex. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So this idea that if we take our foot off their neck now, they'll be nice to us later is nonsensical. They already tried to destroy us.
Suicidal. Well, let me show you this. I'm on with Bannon today, and you're bringing it up. Everybody brings up the summer of love 2020. There's no statute of limitations on organized crime, racketeering, violence, all this. We got documents 10 years ago where Obama had a plan to trigger nationwide martial law by trying to get black people all over the country, the documents are out of Maryland, to riot to get cops to kill them so they could burn things down and keep Trump from getting into office. This has the group that Alexander Soros, literally generals, on how to carry out the violence and how to run it, and it's nationwide. This is the total proof of racketeering. And there's more than just this. So I'm on there with Giuliani today, and Giuliani, you know, God bless him, he's a famous he's like, I bet there's documents where they coordinate it. And I'm like, yeah, here they are. I mean, we have the smoking guns, Roger.
Yeah, there's no question about this. Alex, you've been exposing their plan for some time. They're getting increasingly panicky. Ken Delanian. This guy's hysterical on MSNBC. Longtime CIA asset, fired by the LA Times for clearing his stories with the agency. This guy is a CIA mouthpiece saying that the arrest and prosecution of Comey is one of the great stains on our criminal justice system. It's outrageous. No, what's outrageous is that the Mockingbird media, like him, continue to bitch and moan because they're being held accountable.
Let's talk about that when we come back. It's something Key General Flynn said with Roger Stone. And then we talk about January 6th. Oh, Ray lied. Ooh, more perjury charges. Cut and dry. Stay with us.
Well, I'm a 10-4 hot, wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw 3-1, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat, 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing, meat-eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat, 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a New World Order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the New World Order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This Roger Stone interview is so important. Not just because he's so smart, has so much knowledge in depth and context and so many sources. It's the time we're in, too. That's why my broadcast is beyond critical. It's deathly important. And I don't say like I'm important. I'm saying General Flynn, Roger Stone, our listeners, eyes and ears everywhere. The enemy wants this off the air because this broadcast is the most overall knowledgeable, engaged, and largest watched and listened to of any type of program like it. We've done an hour and a half. I haven't plugged one thing, even though we are in the red right now. I had accountants call me yesterday going, you're not even plugging. You're not even selling stuff. You know, at a certain point, when we got Russia threatening to nuke us today, and NATO says they're going to start shooting down Russian jets and even get close to airspace, everything's so out of control. I have a problem myself even being able to plug stuff, okay? I just need your support. Plus, we have the best bovine colostrum. We have the best ultramethylene blue. We have the widest selection of Patriot stuff. I'm not even bitching. I'm just saying I shouldn't even have to get up here and beg you. Go look at the 5-star reviews. And I'm not bitching at you. But look at this. Ultramethylene blue, the very best. Buy one, get one free. This weekend only. Incredible sale. Buy any bottle of methylene blue, either capsules or tincture, and get another bottle free. Incredible deal. And this is the strongest, best out there. And there's other huge sales. It's all incredible. Just get the colostrum and see what it does for your skin, your hair, your overall health, everything. You've heard the reviews. You can't hype it enough on the ultramethylene blue. You can't hype up how good our Shilajit is. You can't hype up how good our Irish sea moss is. If you don't know, our turmeric's the strongest out there. The raw stuff at the store, pills that work great for inflammation and stuff, 4% is 95%. We have the best of everything. If you don't know what Irish sea moss does, if you don't know what Shilajit does, if you don't know what bovine colostrum does, go look it up and then understand we have the best. We private label the best. And sometimes, as a private label, in the case of the gummies and stuff for the turmeric, can you soup it up, make it even stronger? They go, sure, you got to pay this much more. So all our products are private label, best sellers, totally certified, or they're souped up already best sellers. Like Ultimate Life Force is the two best-selling, best-certified cardiovascular blood detox, spike protein detox systems that everybody should be taking, whether you took the shots or not. So good for you. We took the two best-seller brands, got with scientists and doctors, made sure it was all safe to combine, and combined both the best formulas in a horse pill. It's hands down the best detoxer, cardiovascular blood cleaner. Because just like my information is the best, the products are the best, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody else is like, well, it's crazy. Kirk Elliott, his doctor told him to get on methylene blue like 5 years ago, just like mine did 7. I went and got it, didn't really feel anything. My wife likes it, she still takes it. I got this, and I'm like, the crew's all bouncing up the walls. I take it, I go, what the hell is this? Totally better and stronger. I'm going to stop plugging. All right, here is the president. I'll get Roger's response to this, saying there will be more indictments just about an hour and a half ago, about 75 minutes ago, while getting on Marine One. Here it is.
Been indicted. Who is the next person on your list in this retribution?
It's not a list, but I think there'll be others. I mean, they're corrupt. These were corrupt, radical left Democrats. Because Comey essentially was he's worse than a Democrat. I would say the Democrats are better than Comey. But no, there'll be others. Look, that's my opinion. They weaponized the Justice Department like nobody in history. What they've done is terrible. And so I hope there are others, because you can't let this happen to a country.
Will you appoint a permanent U.S. attorney to try this case? Lindsey Halligan has never tried a case.
Well, we'll see, but it's a pretty easy case, because, look, he lied. You saw my truth today. He lied. It was yes, no. He didn't say, well, in my opinion, he didn't do a lot of things that maybe he should have, but I don't think he could, because he lied. That was a very important question that he was asked, and he wanted to be specific, but he didn't. The only thing that happened to him, he didn't think he'd get caught.
Yeah, someone get Roger Stone's response to that, and I hate looking at Comey. I detest him. I hate watching him, but you know what? We'll do this after Roger leaves. He testified at least 6-7 times, just like Ray on J6. That's where he got caught lying big. And like, did you ever leak to the media? Did you ever leak classified information? No, I never did. And Larry's like, no, I gave it to my friend that, you know, is the dean of this college. And they did. That's like a capo, Don Corleone, but in the real world, the Gambinos, say, take care of this guy, kill him. And then your captain tells the soldier, go kill him. And then you're like, well, I ordered him killed, but I didn't do it myself. You're more guilty when you're the capo or the boss and give the order in premeditated murder than when you pull the trigger. Both get capital murder. It's the same thing here. It's totally premeditated. Later, oh, I did give it to them to put out because I thought the world needed to know. And I did go set up Flynn. Later, remember he lied about that. I mean, I'm surprised he only got 2 charges of perjury and, you know this other one, basically obstructing the Congress. Roger, going back over this, yes, it looks open and shut. The problem is, like you said, that district in Virginia. What's your take on who's going to get indicted next?
Well, I think it's important for people to understand that Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, has handed over to federal prosecutors everything they need to charge Brennan, Comey, Clapper, Mueller, Weissman, Rice, Biden, on McCabe, on down the line. It's all there. So this idea that there's not sufficient evidence for indictments is completely false. This is not investigative journalism. This isn't speculation. This isn't conjecture. These are declassified documents in which they themselves outline and document and memorialize their own crimes. So this entire idea that they can't be charged because there's insufficient evidence, or they can't be charged because it's weaponization, or that Trump is just doing this on the basis of retaliation or revenge, is nonsensical. People have to be held responsible for what was the greatest single abuse of governmental power, the greatest single dirty trick in American
that you literally history. were the like third target. It went Trump, Flynn, Stone. I mean, we literally have. And by the way, you worked here at the time. I remember it all. Man, I wish we could get Assange. What are you hearing? Oh, I talked to, a talk show host in New York that's friends with him. He says it's going to be big. You literally, and then you told Congress you didn't know Assange. You said the same thing there you said here, but you hear from people it's going to be big. And then they tried to put you in prison for that. You had to be pardoned. I mean, you lost
I think most of your audience knows what they really wanted was to put enough pressure on me to get me to testify against Donald Trump. That's what they wanted. They spent $32 million. They had unlimited legal authority, unlimited funding, unlimited manpower, and they couldn't find any Russian collusion because none existed. So they wanted to invent it, and they wanted me to bear false witness against the president, say things that weren't true, which I refused to do. Was a horrific time in my life.
I'm going back from memory. Didn't a few of them actually, Roger, this could go away if you know, I mean, didn't they reach out and you're like, hey, come on, buddy?
Yeah, no, they were very blunt. They said that we'll tell the judge to give you no jail time. All you've got to do is agree to sign this statement. And of course, the statement was entirely false. They just said, oh, you won't even have to testify, which of course was a lie. I was never going to betray Donald Trump, and I was never going to say something that wasn't true. And Alex, I already taken two polygraph tests by the same entity that the FBI.
Roger, we still talk almost every day, but I mean, you and I were like right now. I was there. I knew all of this. I mean,
we knew in real time.
But remember, so, that's why I'm like, oh, Roger, don't worry. You didn't do anything. You're like, no, it's serious. I was wrong that time. You were right.
Well, I told you it was coming, and it ultimately came. And it's only through the grace of God that I survived it, and I'm here to be with you and talk about it today. But look, you're right about the fact that too many of our people, too many of our supporters think that this fight is over, that Donald Trump won, and therefore everything is hunky-dory. That's not true. And now we're struggling with a bureaucracy that burrowed in under 8 years of Barack Obama, got an additional 4 years in the stolen election and the stolen term of Joe Biden, and we have elements of our own government continuing to fight this president's agenda.
In fact, not only have we not fully won yet, this is where the cornered rats are sinking. Their only move now is to attack, and they're signaling they are. So how will they attack? They've told us, Governor Newsom, we're going to launch the Western Alliance offense that is in the Podesta plan by that name and in a movie that turns into a violent civil war. And the crowd celebrates when they hear it because they've all watched the movie and read the Democrat publications. They're gearing the Democrats up for uprisings.
Well, and Alice, nothing made the hair in the back of my neck stand up more than when that elevator froze at the United Nations and the President of the United States and the First Lady were sitting ducks. Do we know that that building was secure? How do we know that building was secure? We're counting on the UN security forces? Or do we know for a certainty that the Secret Service had the building secure? It's the same Secret Service who was supposed to be on watch in Butler, Pennsylvania. So every day when I say the rosary, the very first bead is for the safety of the president and his family.
Well, Roger, let's go back to May and June before July last year. I went on air apoplectic and said he needs to stop outdoor rallies. They're going to kill him. All the stuff they did failed, all the fake indictments and fake convictions. But I also was having nightmares that he was being shot in public, nightmares that service-to-air missiles shot his plane down, and nightmares that a woman reporter would have literally had these dreams all the time, with that plastic explosive sewed in her purse by somebody else and get on Air Force One. And I haven't done this in all my years on Air Force One, a few of the times. I said, literally, God's telling me this. Okay, I got woken up four times in 1 week, and God would say, go turn your phone on. I leave the bathroom. Go turn your phone on, and it's going to be an exact time. And all four times it was, the last time it was 4 a.m., and God goes, now count down 15 seconds now. And I count down to zero, and it goes to 4:01, and it said now. And I literally go sit in the kitchen at like 4 a.m. with a cup of coffee, and I go, okay, tell me. Service-to-air missiles, bombs sewed into a purse, and they're going to kill him at an outdoor rally. And I mean, I'm not claiming I'm some prophet or something. This happened. And then on the night of the election, God tells me, say he announces at 1:27. I go, Trump will announce at 1:27, 3 hours before. So I'm telling you, folks, that is, and the reason I tell that story is it's true. It's public. We're not, when you say he needs to be careful, I talked to Flynn off air, and it wasn't off record. He kind of said it on air. He said, no, if he could get Trump to go into a bunker, he would, and just admit how dangerous this all is and expose the left, because they are one, and I'm not having dreams and visions this time. I already have the Holy Spirit's telling me Trump is in grave danger. You are in danger. I am. My spidey sense is off the chain here. You saw what happened to Charlie Kirk, Roger.
Alex, again, God has a plan. So if it weren't for the horrific events in Butler, Pennsylvania, where God spared Donald Trump's life, but for inch of a second turning his head at the right time. And is it coincidental that CNN had a special photographer there with a special camera, and that they covered a rally when they've never covered a Trump rally throughout the entire campaign? I think not. So, but if we hadn't had those horrific events of Butler, Pennsylvania, I don't think the alliance with Robert Kennedy and the MAHA Democrats would have been made. And I think the election might have been lost, but it was the events of Butler that turbocharged Trump's campaign and really provided the final drive for victory, and the new coalition of common sense Democrats like RFK and Tulsi Gabbard and Rod Blagojevich and others, that began this giant, massive, historic realignment. People need to stop thinking in terms of Republican Democrat. Eric Siebert, the corrupt prosecutor in Virginia who Trump fired. No, he didn't quit. He was canned. He's a Republican. Robert Mueller was a Republican. Comey, I think, claimed to be a communist, actually, just like Brennan. You wonder how these people get into the national apparatus. So God has a plan.
Yeah, I think the FBI used to fight communists. Now the director is a communist, and that's where I wanted to go. I'm glad you brought that up. That was the big thing that Flynn said. I forgot to go there. So thank you for being simpatico, Roger. This is the future of the of America existing. This anyone with half a brain would want Trump's plan to succeed for their own safety, security, and freedom and future. So people need to really have a gut check, and we already see it. I mean, Trump has the highest approval rating ever. The Republican Party is now the biggest party it's ever been, bigger than Democrats ever for the first time ever. We're running the tables, but that's why there's the maximum danger. And the public needs to know what you just said. It's not just that we haven't won yet. It's because we are winning. They're in their last desperate actions, Roger. What do we need to do?
Well, we're certainly winning on the electoral front. Look at New Jersey, which is one of only two states where there are gubernatorial elections this year. Republican Jack Chitarelli in a dead heat, according to the newest Emerson poll. This doesn't happen in a blue state like New Jersey. There's a national uprising of voters who are fed up with the status quo and who have bought into the America First agenda, ready to put their country and their state and our people first. So yes, you have increasingly desperate people, and they're getting increasingly outrageous, in their claims. They seek to discredit all of these prosecutions. Oh, this is just revenge. This is just a Trump, and an act of retribution. No, it's a rebalancing of the scales of justice. It is entirely fair, particularly given the way they weaponize justice against us, which they would like to completely and totally forget. If one of Stone's most important rules, use power or lose power. Right now, Donald Trump has the power, and he must use that power to bring these corrupt Democrats, these corrupt deep state plotters, those who perpetrated the Russian collusion hoax, to justice. And anything less than that is unacceptable. And any embedded Department of Justice prosecutor who's been placed there by Democrat senators who gets in the way needs to be terminated and removed the way President
Trump... No, I totally agree. Well, the gloves are clearly coming off. Trump designated Antifa a terror organization, which it is. People go, you're against police states. No. The definition of terrorism is threatening violence or executing violence to intimidate people for a political, cultural, or economic purpose. They are literally saying, we're hurting and killing people. They just shot up an ICE facility. They thought the van wouldn't have illegals in it. That's why they killed them. They killed himself. Now we have this video breaking. Rioters are now screaming, shoot ICE and shoot the effers, as agents outside ICE's Broadview facility near Chicago. Why aren't they being arrested? Send in the troops, Mr. President, says Nick Sordor. I want to play that. I want to play Trump signing the Countering Domestic Terrorism and Organized Political Violence. Now, people are like, you're the expert of the police state. You suddenly support it. No, we have these lawful powers when there's real terror. Have you looked around? The Muslims just shot a bunch of people at a baseball stadium and celebrated it. In Texas, I mean, it's every day, people. And you're not Roger Stone or Alex Jones. I'm not bitching at people. I'm just saying, you know what it's like to be me? When I saw, you know, our Congressman Scalise or Rand Paul had his ribs broken, we go on for hours. But when we get hurt, we don't make a big thing about it. The point is, it's exponential, people. The war is here. Here's the club.
Arrest us! Shoot the fucker!
Literally inciting murder, that's terrorism.
Lastly, sir, this is a presidential memorandum on countering domestic terrorism and organized political violence. In recent weeks, months, and years, we've seen a tremendous upsurge in some highly visible, but also other acts of domestic terrorism and organized political violence being perpetrated by radical, politically motivated groups all over the country. What this presidential memorandum will do is set off an administration-wide response to that, ranging from the Joint Terrorism Task Forces to other components of the Department of Justice to the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Treasury. We're looking at interdicting these groups, preventing them from performing acts of violence, and also looking at sources of organization and funding and support that prop them up and allow them to do the acts that, that they have been doing.
We're looking at the funders of a lot of these groups. And, you know, when you see the signs, and they're all beautiful signs made professionally, these aren't your protesters that make the sign in their basement late in the evening because they really believe it. These are anarchists and agitators, professional anarchists and agitators, and they get hired by wealthy people, some of whom I know, I guess, you know, I probably know them. And you wouldn't know it. You're at dinner with them, everything's nice, and then you find out that they funded millions of dollars to these lunatics.
And the DOJ has now officially launched a criminal investigation of Soros. Here's my frustration. I'm going to say it again. And I know I can get to the president, but Roger, you even better. This particular document we broke 10 years ago was Obama's plan. We got the documents out of Maryland, but it was everywhere, to trigger uprisings by Antifa to try to get cops to kill blacks to create a racial uprising. So Obama... you could throw the election for Hillary. It's the group in here run by Alexander Soros. So, and it's how to attack, how to try to manipulate the blacks, how much violence they can engage in, maps of what to burn. And this is one of their officers. Okay. So, and this all came out. Friends of Democracy. So, I mean, this is, I know I keep harping on this, Roger. I guess I need to go back and brief the DOJ on this. I was quite frankly like, why am I briefing on my problems? I mean, this is smoking gun, Roger. So I just hope Trump can understand we have the smoking guns, Roger Stone.
Well, the gentleman you saw speaking in that clip at the White House was Will Scharf, one of the president's lawyers. Very, very sharp, young conservative, excellent lawyer, doing a great job for the president. Stephen Miller has laid this out. They get it. They get it totally. The correct response to the brutal political assassination of Charlie Kirk is not censorship. It's a combination of prayer, but more importantly, to move now aggressively to shut down the funding and organization of these terrorist networks that are causing mayhem. They're causing violence. They're causing death. The first order, the first responsibility, I should say, of the president of the United States is to maintain order. We're not politicizing Portland or Memphis or Washington, D.C., and we need to move into Chicago. All my friends in Chicago tell me that it is the murder capital of the world. The president has to move aggressively to preserve order. It's actually his constitutional responsibility.
That's right. It's not a right. It's a duty. And Roger, that video we just played from today, I remember 30, 40 videos going back months, even in L.A., where that's the chant is, kill ICE, and they walk over and go, bam, bam, you're going to be dead soon. And now every couple of days they're shooting up an ICE facility, and the Muslims are shooting up baseball games. I mean, and imagine if that was conservative did that. You never hear the end of it. We don't do that. But it's literally leftist and Islamic Alliance violence is really accelerating, Roger.
You're absolutely right. Look, the entire atmosphere has changed in the wake of Charlie Kirk's brutal political assassination. This was, I think, a sign to us all that I think they think that it was going to make us shut up. I think they thought it was going to silence us. I think they thought it was going to stop us in our tracks. They're completely wrong. The movement is energized, mobilized, and galvanized.
Oh, it was after they killed Kirk that Trump went on this warpath, and now we get indictments. But closing, this is, I should have hit this earlier. Oh, my God. Ray, all those testimonies that there were no FBI there when we knew they were there, the videos of them breaking in, staging their arrest, taking the handcuffs off, high-fiving with the Capitol Police. Ex-FBI Director James Comey has been indicted, but now we have the information of the almost 300 FBI agents in plain clothes on January 6th, Chris Wray lied under oath. FBI had 274 plainclothes agents in Crowley January 6th. It was a total fedsurrection. And thank God the FBI just released this to Congress. So we're finally getting some action from Patel here. That's good. I want to love him. I want to fully back him. I want action, though.
I'm with you, Alex. Great reporting by John Solomon, by the way, Just the News, who broke that story. But now, at long last, we have the actual number. Over 275 plainclothes FBI provocateurs in the crowd on January 6th. I can tell you who wasn't there. Me. That's who.
You figured it out, and you were like, I got a bad feeling. This is out of control. The crowd's too big. There's not enough security. I'm getting out of here. And then they literally tried to frame you. By the way, I had to pistol whip you to go. Remember, I begged you to even go, even come to D.C. You're like, I have a bad feeling. I don't like it. But you.
No, and as you know, Alex, after I watched the president from my hotel room on TV, two Secret Service agents called me.
Hold on, you're not getting out of here. Two minutes, 5 more minutes with us. Yeah, this is, folks, just this J6 thing is so huge, but there's so much other huge news.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, a few more minutes with Roger Stone, and I've got so much more I haven't hit. It's all coming to a head right now, but yeah, they tried to set us up on J6. They said, oh, we got a stage for Trump. We get there, none of it. The Secret Service tries to escort you there. They told me to lead it, and it was a total setup. Roger Stone, repeat what happened that day.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I never had any plans to go to the Capitol. I watched the president from my hotel room on the Ellipse, and then two Secret Service agents called my hotel room phone from the lobby saying, we've been sent to escort you to the Capitol. I said, that's very strange. I have no plans to go to the Capitol. No, no, we've been told to bring you to the Capitol. I passed. I sensed that something was not right, but this clearly demonstrates more of what we learned today, that the whole thing was a setup, was a Fedsurrection, as my good friend Dr. Darren Beatty likes to say, there but for the grace of God go I. So, Alex, this news about 275 plainclothes FBI agents, that doesn't include how many other people were there from DHS and other agencies.
And NGOs and Antifa scene putting on Trump clothing, MAGA clothing.
Yep, the whole thing is a setup. But the mainstream media continues to try to stick to their phony narrative about January 6th. These same people continue to deny that there was that the entire Russian interference in our election to help Donald Trump was the biggest hoax in America.
But now we're routing them, and that's why they're so dangerous. StoneZone.com. You have a daily show. You also have your number one show on WABC. Congratulations on having the top ratings. We love you, Roger Stone. God bless you, StoneZone.com.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
Thank you. All right, we got 2 hours left, boys and girls. And I haven't even scratched the surface, but I'll be completely frank with you. I can look at all the pieces, but also have, you know, they call it gut level, but it's not that. It's the Holy Spirit. My danger meter is the highest it's ever been. I mean, I am right now electrified at the danger because they know they're losing. They're insanely desperate. Imagine they're shooting up ICE facilities almost every week now. And now they're running around openly saying, we're going to kill you to federal officers. That's a terroristic threat, folks. And the feds know they want a provocation. And so these federal officers are being very restrained. As I've said a million times, I've never been anti-government. I've been anti-unconstitutional government. And people go, oh, you love the police state now. No, I love controlling our borders. That's in the Constitution. And it's not even that the average agent was bad. It's the leadership. Now we have good leadership. I don't just back ICE. I pray for ICE, literally, because I'm in the same crosshairs. And I admire them. They're working their ass off with what they've got. Because Biden dismantled the enforcement system. And now I admire people that are in the same boat as me and that have courage. So ICE are peers to me. In fact, probably per capita, they're more dangerous than I am. And I'm a major target. because they are now target number one for little guys. By little guys, I mean not famous people. So, see, when somebody's facing the same danger as me and is a loyal American, the left's, oh, Jones is flip-flopped. He hates federal agents. I never said that. Never said that. Every time for decades. No, there's good people. And if you're doing a constitutional duty, I completely back you. What they're doing isn't just constitutional. It is a last-ditch effort to save this country with the Democrats and this permanent underclass and their voting bloc. So I love being attacked by the fake left and fake right that I'm some, you know, glazer, brown noser. You know, what are you talking about? These people are getting killed and shot at and attacked and cinder blocks thrown on their heads all over the place, rescuing kids in slavery at pot farms. And then I'm not going to admire that. I enthusiastically endorse ICE and federal law enforcement doing its job. I want to buy them dinner if I see them at a restaurant. Because they're heroes. We'll be right back. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
From enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We didn't start this war. It's an information war. It's a financial war. It's a spiritual war. We're winning it, so they want to make it a physical war. When I say we're in a war, crank this up. I don't want a physical war.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too.
But we're in it now.
You fire musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack,
you better stand.
You better stand, there's no turning back.
The bugle sounds, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins.
The smell of musketry smoke and horses' breath. And the virgin is a certain death.
At the Bilderberg Group covering it. At the border while they're smuggling in the tiny kidnapped children for sex slavery. On J6, they tried to set me up with President Trump and Roger Stone. And I told people, don't go in the building, they're going to kill you. They want to hit state. They want to declare us all terrorists. I've been there. On the front lines. I'm not some anonymous person out there creating dissension. I am Alexander Jones of the United States of America from Texas. I've come from a family that's been defending this nation before it even existed on the Mayflower, both sides. I am tried and true. I am real. And I'm here to tell you, I know you are as well. And you, your family may have just gotten here 50 years ago. You might be from Lebanon and a Christian. Or you might be a Christian, you know, from Venezuela. It doesn't matter. You love God. You're my brother. You're my sister. But make no mistake. 31 years doing this, and I was politically involved in Wake for years before that. It's been like 1,000 years. 31 tours in information warfare combat. And I can tell you, as you've seen demonstrated, I know what I'm talking about. And I don't keep saying that over and over again for my ego. I am a target because of it. I'm trying to externalize my knowledge. so that I'm obsolete. I would love to live on 100 acres in a double wide by a pond and drive a four-wheel drive around and, you know, write a book a year or whatever and not be seen by anybody. I love people, but I also love being alone and just love walking around the woods and love gardening and love shooting and just, you know, all of it. Love skinning bucks, love running trot lines. I just get high. It makes me so happy. I love getting a telescope out at night, looking at the stars. But I do nothing but fight. I eat. I sleep. You know, I really enjoy sex with my wife. I mean, I have my pleasures. Love a ribeye steak, but that's it. And all work and no play has not made Jack a dull boy. It's done the opposite. But I just do not have any more time for people that don't understand. You can be a liberal. You can be whatever you think you are. They are killing you with poison shots. They are smashing you with electromagnetic radiation. They are feeding you poison GMO. And the left lines up for more Pfizer shots and brings their kids in. When they have convulsions, they love it. And these women with pregnant, gobbling bottles of Tylenol and going into comas and dying and, you know, hundreds of them in the hospital. I mean, it's a death cult. Why are you like this? Anybody with half a brain knows we've been right about this. Anybody with half a brain knows Trump is night and day compared to the globalist. Where is your self-preservation? Well, you don't have God, so you're lost. You're following the Pied Piper of Satan. And do you even understand how you've been caught in that spirit? Do you even know what it is? See, you don't. I do. I get tempted by it all the time. Like Mike Tyson said, so prophetic, when God favors you, so does the devil. I mean, I deal with temptation that is stratospherically bad. But it doesn't matter because the Holy Spirit blocks it. So I want to get into all this news. I want to open the phones up. I want to take your calls. We got that very informative Green Beret, who I think is really smart, that we had on a few days ago with updates on Charlie Kirk. As I predicted, no autopsy. And then there's all these other stories. You know, all the last conspiracies went away. It wasn't the guy shooting him under the arm. It wasn't a guy with a gun phone behind him. Now they're saying his own crew killed him with a lav mic. I just find it really hard to believe that his own team's killing him in front of everybody. But we'll look at it all because the official story doesn't add up. As General Flynn, the former head of Defense Intelligence, said, do you know what Flynn did in the military? Do you understand, like, he's a guy that sends out the people that regime change and do the stuff. He's not like, you know, the average general that's involved in supply logistics or something. Like, he's the expert, and he totally agrees with me, or I agree with him, because it's not like we agree. We know this. I was always fascinated by it for 40 years. More. I mean, it's hard to believe when I was 8 years old, I was obsessed with everything about war, everything about intelligence, everything about systems. You could say I was born to it or a natural, but the point is that I can tell you that the left is not giving up, and they're going to the Podesta plan. A lot of them are giving up, but still the main core isn't. And they need to know that I've followed the different scenarios. There's no scenario they win. And each scenario gets worse than the next for everybody, by the way. Nobody wins in this, okay? So if you like electricity and you like food, I'm going to tell people in the system, high up, low down, you name it, just walk away right now, okay? Just walk away. Just give up on destroying yourself. And us with you. Now, we'll come out on top. Those of us will survive. Because we're the competent people. That's how this works once the veneer of civilization is gone. You understand that competent people, and that's what populists and Christians and conservatives are going to eat you like corn on the cob, metaphysically. That's why I said, I'll eat your ass. You want civil war? You want, you think... And by the way, I'm nothing compared to a lot of people out there, but compared to you, I could easily kill 20 of you with my bare hands. Easily. In 15 minutes. I mean, do you have any idea? Do you have any idea that you're not a killer? You have no will. You have no idea that I could break people's necks every 3 seconds, just like that. I could break a large man's neck if I have the will. We're all killers, by the way. People have a governor where most men do not have the will to do it, so they can't do it. I have the will. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm saying I can break people's necks all day long. I can kill you just like that. You understand that? You understand? Look what we've done politically to you. That's an example of physical force through information. I've been breaking a lot of necks for a while. And I'm going to tell you, there's men way meaner than me. You have no idea what you're playing around with. You understand? And you know deep down, you know in your cells that you're a cowardly, pathetic sack of shit. And that's why you're so upset about healthy, strong people, because it threatens you. And I get it. You have existential envy. Listen, I don't want to hurt you. But I'm telling you, you keep going down your little Civil War road, you are summoning something that you have no idea what you're dealing with. Let me assure you, if you could look into the future like I can, with all the different scenarios and information, you would be joining us so fast with your hat in your hand. But I don't want this big bloodletting. I don't want to show you how pathetic and weak you are. I want you to graduate up to be an American, to be a human, to be a follower of Christ. And you don't have the juice for power, so you're always looking for it. I understand that, and I'm sorry to be mean to you. But you hate us because you hate yourself. You need to start loving yourself and maybe build some gravitas, and then you love everybody else instead of hating everybody. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to get the number out in a moment. But I want to get this on record for J6. Now that we're completely triple vindicated, we already were, I said the day that day it's a setup. I can see it. Feds breaking in, fake arrest of the feds, Capitol Police taking the handcuffs off, high-fiving them, so stupid they never thought we'd get the surveillance footage. Ray, getting up in front of Congress at least 6 times and saying, we never had any feds there. Obviously, at a supernational security event like that, that the president's supposedly about to speak at, and all the rest of this, and a million people in D.C., there wasn't one fed. The minute he said it, it was a lie. And now we know from the FBI releasing the documents to Congress, it was. Of course it was. I remember saying, I bet there was 200 to 500, maybe 1,000 FBI there. That was just my guess. And all these other groups. And now, you know it's going to be worse. You know it's not just 270-something. That's just who they sent officially. And you see the build of the guys and the black outfits. Those weren't Antifa. There were some behind them. No, it was men. It was FBI agents that broke into the building and told everybody to go in so you could send old ladies to prison. And kill 4 citizens that day, and then put on a lie that 5 cops died that day. No cops died. You went out and set up your fellow Americans. All right, let's go to the clip from January 6, 2021. The archive clip.
It's great that this happened, but the Trump's not going to come when we We're not Antifa. We're not BLM. You're amazing. I love you. Let's march around to the other side. And let's not fight the police and give the system what they want. We are peaceful. We won this election. And as much as I love seeing the Trump flags flying over this, we need to not have the confrontation with the police. They're going to make that the story. I'm going to march to the other side where we have a stage where we can speak and occupy peacefully. Tell everybody behind you, march to the other side. March to the other side. You guys are better. You guys are great. But the police, provocateurs have caused a problem, and the police are throwing flashbangs. We don't want to have a Kemp state here. So, I love you. We're saving the Republic. This is beautiful. But please tell everyone you know, march
start
to the other side.
March. Start to make a path for us back there.
We're going to march. Trump is going to speak over here. Trump is coming. Trump is going to be on the other side. So march with us. Go slow.
And then I went to the police and got their captain, and I said, I know you got powerful loudspeakers around the building and inside. Why are you not doing that? Where is the head of the Capitol Police? Please get him on the phone. They come back 7-8 minutes later. Nope, we're not doing it. And it's on camera, but we have it on the body cams. We ought to release that. I think we did somewhere. And back then it was totally banned everywhere, so you only get it on banned video. In fact, we did. And I just said, well, this is on you now. And I said, may I go up to the other steps and get people off there? They said, sure, go do it. And they waited until I left, and people kept breaking in, so they threw flashbangs out. And then we learned they'd killed Ashley Babbitt and others. So the feds attacked the police. The police attacked the crowd. Provocateurs did it. Then they stood down. Then they waved everybody in to set them up. The average cop wasn't involved, but that's what happened. And at the time, I couldn't even put that video out. I was banned everywhere. And the Wall Street Journal said I was there as a coward up on a truck, which I was on a truck, on a pile of chairs, saying, don't go in. They said I was there telling people out of range of tear gas to attack the government. That's what they do, folks. When they silence you, they don't just silence you. They can now say you did whatever they want. They say, I sent people to pee on graves and harass people at their houses in Connecticut. When we put them on the stand, even in a show trial, we're like, did anybody ever pee on graves? Well, I heard somebody did. Well, who told you? I don't know. Made up. Well, who came to your house? Somebody told me somebody did. Well, who? I don't know. Alex Jones, did any of his crew ever say your name? No. $130 million. But you hear I'm bullying these people, just like I attacked the Capitol. And I don't write myself into this. I was there. I was meant to be set up in all of this. And Roger was. And our enemies are not all powerful. Notice it didn't work the way they wanted it to. They didn't get what they wanted. And now they're in complete horror. And it's all coming out that they staged it. What are they going to do? The globalists are crazy enough to set off a tactical nuke and kill Trump in D.C. or Mar-a-Lago and say that the Russians did it. Service-to-air missiles, plane, blame Iran. Bomb him, shoot him, blame Iran. Set off a nuke, blame Iran or blame Russia. Shoot up a bunch of illegal aliens, say ICE did it or Trump supporter. Attack a traditionally black college. Which, because I was thinking, they're like, Trump's going to kill a bunch of black people, or his supporters are. They were saying that in the last 8 months. I go, well, traditional black college. And then they're like, oh, Charlie Kirk's supporters are going to attack a black college. And it turns out, quote, that was a false flag, or was a hoax. Well, yeah, it's the deep state doing it. So they can tell all the black colleges, the whites are coming to kill you. No, the Democrats are getting ready to truck bomb you or shoot you up and blame us, because they want us all killing each other. When this goes down, and I need the black folks particularly to tell everybody you know about this. so that when they do it, which is a done deal at this point. I mean, nobody was talking about black colleges until Kirk, and then they did the setup. Everybody was like, God, how'd you know that? Well, I mean, it ain't hard. Where are they going to find a bunch of black people? By themselves. A black college or a big black church? And now they're like, Trump supporters are going to blow up or shoot up black colleges, and they evacuated them. I mean, folks, it's so scripted. Come on. So when they bomb your college and when they shoot up your church or both, you know Trump people didn't do that. You know who did it. And they're so pissed about these clips because millions are watching right now. And when they do it, hundreds of millions are going to watch what I said today and yesterday and last week and intensely for really 10 months. Because even before Trump won, they were pre-programming the Podesta plan. And I know regular listeners are like, yeah, we heard this 5 times today already. I'm telling you the plan. This isn't about those of you that already know about it all. This is about you telling everybody. White, black, whatever. But particularly black folks, because remember a couple years ago, they had all these newscasts with no evidence. White supremacists are going to kill black people in mass. And I went, they'll hit a traditional black college, a black church. They've done that before. Or a black area like a grocery store. 2 weeks later, a guy that had an FBI handler goes in and kills a bunch of black people at a black grocery store in Buffalo, and then people flipped out. They go, how the hell did Jones know that? Well, I mean, it ain't hard. Where are you going to find only black people? In some of the blackest neighborhoods in some cities? At the church, black churches or a black college? It ain't rocket science, people. There's no real white people running around wanting to go attack a black church and walk in and shoot a bunch of people. Use your brains. Come on, people. And then the propaganda got even worse. Trump and Ed Homan are going to kill black people and kill migrants. A, Trump doesn't want to do that. He wants you to vote for him. B, why the hell would the feds, just regular officers, go shoot a bunch of illegal aliens and go to prison and be damned? I mean, what? We need blacks to rise up. Trump's coming to kill blacks. James Carville, all of them. Obviously, they're getting it set up. This is not hard to understand. It's so ridiculous. It'd be like if I randomly went, black people are about to attack a large group of whites. No, there's individual blacks doing that some. There's media hypes, but no, you'd be like, what? Oh, they're getting ready to set black people up. Because they think you're so stupid. They think all of us are stupid. All right, let me give you the toll-free number. We'll take about 45 minutes of calls, about 15 after. Next hour, I got a special guest on with the latest Kirk stuff. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And obviously, I'd like the callers to be on the Podesta plan and the left calling for violence and J6 being proven to be a Fed's erection now with the FBI's own documents and Ray lying to Congress and Comey indicted. And just the whole state of the craziness. And do you agree with me and General Flynn that the left has already gone to intense violence? It's about to get a lot worse. You can see it. It's in the plan. And I am in war mode. And by that, I'm not going to go out and be violent. I am physically right now ready to defend myself. Like, I'm like, you're in a parking lot and somebody says, give me your money. I mean, I'm like, I got that feeling right now. I mean, I'm ready to kick ass. And my instincts are never wrong. So my body is ready for war right now. My body says, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. and it's never wrong. Danger, danger, danger. I don't know if they're going to nuke Trump. I don't know what's about to happen. It's bad. You can feel it. Get ready. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Phone calls are coming up here in just a few minutes, but I wanted to play a quick little compilation the crew put together this is a small smattering. Most of you have heard this ad nauseum, but it's important for new viewers. Of myself, in the last 6 months, saying Comey will be the first, the dominoes will start falling, then the deep state is going to go into war mode, so be prepared and be ready. And I told everybody, even a month ago, I said, I want an apology when the indictments start from everybody saying, oh, it'll never happen. Even last night when I announced it, we'd been out for like an hour, people were on X-Wing. I'll believe it when I see it. He's being arraigned on October 6th. He should have been SWAT teamed for evidence of everything else he's done, just like Roger Stone was. But, of course, that didn't happen. So they started it. They're the tyrants. But I told you there wouldn't be an indictment in the first administration, and I got attacked. Hillary wasn't secretly at Gitmo. JFK Jr. wasn't alive. All that stuff from the white pill loons. And the black pill people are like, you know, it's never going to happen. Well, now it's happening, and more is about to happen. Like Trump said today, more indictments, so you better get ready. Here's a short compilation of being right again. And it's in the hands of the Justice Department right now. Now, from my sources, months ago I told you, Comey is under criminal investigation. And now we know they are very close to indicting him. I have predicted 2 months ago, from my sources, that he will be the first to be indicted. Then it'll be John Brennan, Letitia James, and others. And they're preparing all the racketeering cases, the lying to Congress, all of it for Comey. Look, I told you months before it was announced. Now they admit he's under criminal investigation. Comey is the first to be indicted. That's the information I've got.
So Jim Comey is the first target, just like I was the first target in the Trump administration in 2016, 2017 timeframe. Jim Comey, you know, believe me, once the evidence is shown to him and he knows it's there. He knows exactly what the problem is, and he is not going to get away with this. So Jim Comey ought to go to the tall man's shop, get measured for an orange jumpsuit, and because he's going to go to prison whether he likes it or not. Now,
I'm told from our sources that this is probably going to be some of the first indictments that we're going to see, not just Jim Comey, who they've also said is under criminal investigation, James Comey, for the things he did. It's Comey's daughter and Comey that publicly have run the Jeffrey Epstein cover-up and that she ran the fake cases. So he needs to be indicted. He's the first one they said they're criminally investigating. You heard Flynn, and he was dialed in. He's like, no, he's getting indicted soon. I mean, it's going down. The gloves are off, sweetheart. Because if we don't, they're gonna take over and put us all in prison. I mean, they're right. And we finally have the grand juries. We finally have enough ragtag people ready to make a shot at it. And literally, the majority of the Patriot talk show hosts and listeners, as I track it, do not even believe there's grand juries open, even though they're publicly open, even though people are being subpoenaed. When the indictments come, I want all of your apologies, okay? Now, just today in Chicago, attacking ICE facilities, saying shoot ICE, kill ICE. Breaking, ISIS arrested a rioter with a firearm at the Broadview facility near Chicago. The situation heats up, per DHS Assistant Secretary. Another leftist massacre at an ICE facility may have just been thwarted. 17 arrests have been made so far, and we're expected, as they chant, we're going to kill you with guns. And they have guns. Oh, but it's Netanyahu, folks. If anybody attacks an ICE thing or kills Charlie Kirk, you know, it's Netanyahu. No, the left's... You just had three Muslims shoot up a baseball game and shoot people in Texas. All this is going on. And then we've got this. Sick. Houston family's Halloween mannequin display features Hispanic man hanging two apparent ICE agents who's wearing a rainbow outfit with Mexican flags. So they brainwashed, remember the guys, the black guy and the Hispanic guy that got charged with capital murder, killing our reporter? All Mecha, La Raza, Mexican flags, killed that white guy, made music songs about it. I mean, this is the stuff. This is who the Democrats are. This is what they've, and most Hispanic folks are great. But this is the brainwashing. This is what's going on. So let's play that clip again. We got to blame it for radio audiences of just today. And then they were attacking the facility. Now they've been arrested. And you know, you get warrants, you get on their phones and stuff. They're being paid to be out there by the Democratic Party, by Soros, by the NGOs. Here's the clips.
Arrest them!
Marsha McLaughlin, she's the Homeland Security Department Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs. I'll get into that in just a second, but we want to go back to the protests at the Broadview ICE facility in Illinois that Mike Tobin was reporting on all morning. You've got some breaking news on that.
Yeah, we have about 200 protesters there on the ground. We actually had our law enforcement just confiscate a firearm from one of these protesters, or really rioters are what they are, as they're obstructing law enforcement vehicles from being able to enter that facility. And John, this is just 2 days after we saw that vicious, disgusting attack on our law enforcement facility down in Dallas, where one detainee was killed and two are currently in serious condition. And that psychopath opened fire indiscriminately on our ICE law enforcement, on the facility and on the van. And the fact that there is now a firearm, or there was a firearm there in Chicago, is very alarming.
Has that person been arrested, you know?
I believe that person has been arrested. There's been about 17 arrests as of this morning, and I think more are coming.
All right, so let's...
And then the Democrat judges, Soros judges, will let him go. So it's all escalating. I have a lot more to hit. There's been some big developments, but I'm going to research them a little bit more before I do that. But here is Senator Richard Blumenthal that has run out of Connecticut, the attacks on me. He's a guy that never left the U.S. and the Marines, ran the Toys for Tots program at the U.S. Senate as an officer, claimed he was a combat veteran. Total fraud, total piece of filth, just absolute anti-American garbage. And his rat-like son has been heavily involved in lawsuits against us. So here he is saying if Democrats regain control of the White House, they're going to target conservatives with politically motivated lawfare. Well, you already did it. Believe me, I know. Here it is.
The old saying, what comes around goes around. Mm-hmm. You know, today it's a Republican president, but degrading the democracy and ruining, literally perverting the great ethos and tradition of the Department of Justice, where I was in awe when I walked through those halls as a federal prosecutor. I think it's time for Republican colleagues to say enough is enough, and we are going to push them and do it hard.
Enough is enough. So here's clip 11. I'll go to your calls. James Comey on the logistics of sending Trump to jail. Oh, it was great when they were doing it with made-up stuff. And then we also have another clip of Comey where he's telling a reporter, oh, I set up Flynn. I sent him. I did it. Which he later had told Congress before that he didn't do. Clip 13. So play 11 and then 13. Here it is.
So a lot of people have suggested that there are a range of factors that would make it difficult to put a former, the system has not been tested in this way. Do you agree with that? That it would be difficult or nearly impossible for the law enforcement institutions to put him in actual jail?
No. They would just put him in a double wide somewhere out near the fence, out in the grass. And he would eat there, he'd shower there, he'd exercise there, he'd be away, as Danya Perry said, from general population, but it's obviously doable.
Take us back in time, and who was Mike Flynn, and how did you catch him lying to the FBI?
He was, I probably can talk about this more because he's pled guilty now,
right,
and the case is closing.
Hit pause.
He was
because he didn't have the money and lost his house. They had millions of dollars, but it later came out in documents they set him up. He wasn't a Russian agent. Continue.
Advisor to the president. He was the designee as the national security advisor to the president, probably starting in December. And he came to our attention in the early part of January when there were statements made by the vice president in public about interactions that Flynn, as the National Security Advisor designee, had with the Russians. And we knew those representations were very different than what the facts were. And given that we already had a case open to understand whether any Americans were working with the Russians as part of their effort to undermine our democracy, trying to figure out what was going on there was very important to us.
What did you think when you found out that the National Security Advisor designee was lying about conversations with the Russian ambassador?
Why is he lying?
Do you know the answer?
I still don't know the answer to that. So, again, I have a limited vantage point, but it was clear that he was lying, that he lied to two FBI agents on the 24th of January in the Situation Room in a conference room, and it was clear that he was lying. But the why was really interesting to us, and I didn't get that answer. I wouldn't tell you that answer.
And, of course, the evidence he lied didn't exist. And remember, it got declassified this year that Comey, when he first got in 2013, Obama, literally in for a week, he orders the FBI office in Boston to run a espionage investigation, so it's open-ended, not even a criminal investigation, listing me as a terrorist, never saying who, for 10 years. It continued when Trump was in. They didn't know. And then we have the people caught on tape, Gavin Oblevis and the FBI CIA leaks and all of it. Oh, we investigated him, you know, back many, many years since Obama, and we couldn't find anything. So we went and created the whole Sandy Hook thing and said he did stuff he didn't do and then sued him to, you know, destroy him, and it was all a setup. I mean, the idea that I would take money from anybody. I've already had Roger Ailes try to get me to go to Fox and replace Rush Limbaugh, basically. Didn't do that. That was whenever Limbaugh had the heart attack and was Hawaii like 12, 14 years ago, and they thought he was done. And I was like, nope, I'm doing it. And then all the other offers, the Kissinger Group offered me, you know, come work for them. And then richest guy in the world, 2017, through law firms. So we want to, you know, hire you, $50 million a year, you personally, want you to do all this. I was like, nope. Then I'm in the mediations with the Democrat law firms, and they're like, listen, why don't you just work with us and stop doing what you're doing? I go, oh, really? Let me guess, you want to have a conference with me, Record? And there's a whole list of things, like, work for you. Yep. And we're the mafia. If you don't, we'll destroy you. Which they're still trying to do. So that's what Ed Martin wants to investigate. And then because it's seen as a distraction by some people, and I got that. I was like, wow, you know, I don't think it is a distraction. It's important. He says, that's my job, investigate it all. They're like, oh, we're going to pull that investigation. We'll see how long that lasts. But it doesn't matter because we have all this damning evidence and more we're about to release to the federal court, who's already ruled against them 10 times in a row. And I'm winning my appeals. That's why they're so upset. That's why they're so scared, saying he's his last gasp. He'll soon be silenced. But you couldn't find any crimes. Remember, he kept saying, oh, we're going to find all the crimes he's committed. Oh, we're going to find bankruptcy fraud. Oh, found nothing. Oh, we got him audited by all these corporate and government firms and the IRS. And it was all true, everything I said. And so now you think you shut down InfoWars and then I'm not speaking out? You know what a Streisand effect is? Dumbos. But it doesn't matter. I just fight to the bitter end. I give up no ground. I don't pull punches and go, oh, let them shut me down. I'll be a victim. No, I fight. Everything you see on air is what I'm doing behind the scenes. Total transparency. My wife and family ask, what's going on? I say, watch the show. It's all on air. All right, I want to go to your calls very briefly. Got a call from our great accountant yesterday, and he said, well, you're in the red. And at current track, within just a few weeks, there won't be, you know, money for payroll and stuff. And they said, well, we know if you plug, the money will come in. So will you please do it? And we're still battling in court. It's ongoing and getting more intense. They're all in the news. Oh, we finally got him, all this. They don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. They won't be able to get that. It backs as a sponsor of the Alex Jones Backup Network and is funding InfoWars. Go there and check out the widest selection of Patriot Apparel. Go there and check out the very best supplements in the world that will change your life. Even if I wasn't fighting for all our freedom, these are the best. You should get them. And we have a flash sale. Methylene Blue, buy one, get one free this weekend only. Buy any bottle of Methylene Blue, either capsules or the tincture, and get another bottle free. And there's a bunch of other sales as well for this weekend alone at thealexjonesstore.com. Mikeflynn.com. And I need your support. Plus, these products are amazing. Thank you so much. Plus, you're crazy if you don't get them. Get off the bench. That small minority that actually buys stuff is the reason we change the world. What about the majority of you? You shared an article? You shared a video? You pray for the broadcast? I need your help. I can't do this alone. I'm fighting for all our collective interest. My family's future is tied to your family's future. Just go to the site. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. And cancel any time you want. It's like Amazon Prime. You're funding Jeff Bezos all day long. And, you know, I'm not mad that you do that. Why don't you support people that are fighting for you? If that instinct intensifies by populist Christian conservatives, we win very quickly. We have to build our own economies. That's what the social credit score is about. It's blocking that. Take action now. Your destiny's in your hands. TheAlexShowStore.com. All right. Let's go to your phone calls about 20 minutes to the next hour. I'm going to get to everybody on the board right now. I'm going to have a special guest on, the latest on Charlie Kirk. It's bad. I just have to report it, so I don't like where this is going. I can't believe this. I just, whatever. Paul in Detroit, Trump, Susie Wiles, midterms. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. What's going on, old buddy? Paul here from Detroit. 1776 is my password. I gave Roger Stone $100 for his defense fund. I'm a VIP.
Beautiful.
Founding member. And also, I'm just what you just said, I'm going to have to get out to the Alex Jones store and buy some more fish oil, the best on the market. I can tell you it's the best. Susie Wiles, here's what's going on. There's this misconception in the Christian church that the Jews are the chosen people. That's not true. It's the church that's the chosen people that have the access to the promises made to Abraham.
Yeah, that's Abraham. That's the New Testament. Okay.
Well, so Zionism is a political military institution. It has nothing to do with the Bible. And that preacher that you had on there doesn't know what he's talking about. I can hook you up with the right preachers that have credentials that can go through this in the Bible.
All right. Okay. Listen, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. I've had a bunch of people on, and I don't disagree with you. So it's like that one subject, though. I said, can we talk about the Civil War? Can we talk about Comey indictment? Can we talk about, you know, and I don't mind you calling in about that. I'm just not going to do a treatise on it, okay? Any idiot knows that we're not, as Christians, supposed to support whoever's in power in Israel. That's sick. And you know, Tucker Carlson destroyed Senator Cruz on that. Bill in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, say what you want about Facebook, but yesterday it gave me the memory of you, Tucker Carlson, and Jack Posobiec standing next to me at the event in Reading, Pennsylvania. And it was really a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and I hope that you guys do it again. So you've got a lot to be proud of, and we appreciate you. On Charlie Kirk, in order to be found not guilty in a court of law, you need reasonable doubt. There's all sorts of holes, you know, appearing about the story we're being told. I'm wondering if the 30-06 was planted, the text message were planted, but
I don't wonder. I now think that's probably what happened. I mean, the thing's total ChatGPT, the text, and it's all meant to set him up at every point to have no alibi. It's a total conviction. The way the gun was supposedly disassembled, all of it. And then now a 30-06 goes into the neck and bounces out, you know, or it's right under the surface. And then, you know, all of it, it is, and you know, we have a police radio when they're picking up the body saying that there was an autopsy. Now they're saying there was. Well, we'll see. Go ahead.
We'll see. So what if he was the shooter, but he used something with a collapsible stock, a slow, large, frangible round from 100 yards? Could it even been a rifled shotgun slug to produce that much of an entry wound? Charlie leans back and you see the ruffle of the shirt from the shock wave. That's Occam's razor, but then he actually does exfil with that weapon. When he gets to court, he'll be found not guilty because that wasn't the weapon that the FBI is now.
You're right. Everything hinges on the autopsy and whether it happened. But the attending physician said they found the bullet under the skin. which is just preposterous, even with anything. And I'm not saying he's lying. He was just reporting what he was told with those facts. I certainly don't think the surgeon's in on something. So, yeah, it all comes down to the bullet.
So that's it. I just feel like that's a more plausible explanation than all the wild stuff that's going around. But I don't know. I'm not privy to all the info. So I just figured that you've got the experts. Maybe you could chew on that and let me know.
Well, we got one coming up with some new developments. Thank you. Great points. Miss Lou in Florida. Notice, everybody was talking about the Kirk assassination, which isn't even a topic I threw out. But, oh, okay, because we're covered next hour. Fine. Show us what you want to talk about. I get it. It's fascinating. It's terrible. It's people love whodunits too, and so we're on it. We also have Russia threatening to nuke, and Europe said they're about to attack Russia. And I'm so into the indictments of the Civil War stuff that I haven't gotten to that yet. I mean, this is just bonker town. Miss Lou, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you, and I am a product buyer.
Thank you. You're the reason we're still here. The bad guys want us off the air, so thank you for keeping us on.
No worries. Thanks for all you do. I'm Miss Lou on X. We've spoken several times before with your crew. I called to tell you that about the citizen journalists. There are a couple of really good ones on X, and there's, of course, a whole bunch of S-C-K-E-R-Y going on, and I'm with you. From the Civil War to what's happening with Epstein to all of it, it's all of a piece. And what I'm worried about is that we're going down a path. I sort of smell like grassy knoll here. You know what I mean? I was 10 years old when Kennedy was shot. I saw it live on TV.
Yeah, I don't think we're going down a grassy knoll path. I do not believe the official story. It has markings of a setup. It has markings of a frame-up. And people were mad at me day one not saying that. I had to see the evidence. But now it's there.
Let me tell you something really quickly, because I know you're on for time. There is video of the crime scene at the tent of alleged Charlie Kirk staffers pulling the SD cards. We're talking less than minutes after the body was carried.
Well, that's undisputed. Okay. They've come out and responded to that. They said that people were stealing stuff and grabbing stuff, and so they got it and gave it to the sheriff's department.
But this is staff. But the thing is you're not supposed to without real forensic experts on site. That crime scene was never set up properly.
No, definitely the crime scene didn't get handled properly. That happens. I'm not defending it. That happens all the time. People are in panic mode. They grab their cameras. They grab their SD cards. They've admitted to that. So it's not alleged they did that. They've admitted it.
But if you look at the footage, they're not panicked at all. I'm serious. Go back and look at the tape. It's not panic. They are literally, deliberately, they set up in what they're doing. One of the staff goes back with a cell phone and starts filming right away when they're carrying the body off. There's something really creepy about all of this. Okay, I'm not going to accuse. I'm just saying that with video evidence very clearly showing that there is some real meddling going on with that crime scene. Now, if you look where the shooter was positioned and you look at what ballistic experts have said about the entry and exit wounds, Charlie Kirk was shot from his right side, from behind, not from the side. That is my opinion. I can't state it for sure because I'm not an official. You know what I'm saying? But a number of ballistics people have looked at that. There is no way that Tyler Robinson could have shot from his position.
No, I understand. And this is the new JFK thing. And I'm happy to spend hours a day on it. We're about to with a guest coming up. But in this segment, I was getting into the Civil War plan and all the rest. But I'm happy to take the calls. It's fine. Talk about Zionism. Talk about Kirk, which is fine. It's just that if it was a nuclear war, though, it'll kind of in everybody's debate about Kirk. But yeah, I don't believe the official story. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us with Jim and others.
Well, I'm a 10-4 hat, wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free one, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. Fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit.
Tinfoil hats are a knee-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two
Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Frustrated with callers calling it about Kirk. We're about to do 45 minutes on it with a guest. And I get it. You're interested in it. I'm frustrated because I'm trying to move quick, and I'm about to get to that. So I'm glad you called about it, actually. And maybe we should just do, you know, a whole five-hour special show tomorrow or something on it, because I'm thinking about it, too, man. It's really crazy, and I totally agree with the last caller. But let's go to some of the other calls right now, and we got more on Kirk. Let's go. Maybe we'll hold those callers on Kirk for the guest, expert guest coming up, the Green Beret. In fact, we'll do that. That makes perfect sense. I can get to these callers, we'll have time. I'm just kind of racing if I seem frustrated. Let's go to Corey in Alabama on the Comey indictment. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to call in to speak about the Comey indictment. And I know you don't like people kissing your ass, man, but it's just, it's incredible that you predicted this so long ago. But
I mean, you know, General Flynn and I didn't just predict it.
Well, I understand.
We don't make a big political thing about it. But I mean, you know, we're actually advisors to the president, Flynn particularly. But it becomes a big political issue if I make a big deal about it. I'm not predicting. You understand? I'm telling you. Go ahead.
Yeah, of course. And I wanted to call and get your opinion on, you know, what do you think's next? Because these people, they have to be held to account. I mean, what do you think else is coming down the line?
I mean, anything. I mean, you got to look at what they've been pre-programming. The Russians are going to knock the power off with Trump supporters. The Iranians are going to shoot down his plane with a missile. I predict they do that before they did it. Tactical nukes going to go off. I mean, the sky's the limit. They're going to blow up or shoot up a black college. They've already said that, and then suddenly they're evacuating them. I mean, it's the sky's the limit. What do you think?
Well, I just know that Trump is in severe, extreme danger, man. And the only way...
Oh, Flynn agreed with me off air that Trump ought to be in a bunker.
Dude, he needs... I mean, I just can't believe the time we're living in, man. It's incredible to see the things that are happening, but it's also extremely scary, man. I mean, he has got to get out of the public eye, and I know he loves being in it. I know he loves...
Well, it's more than that. He's actually very fatalistic and just says... He does believe in God, and Trump's real macho, yeah, and not in a fake way. So notice he's in public even more now, and he's basically, he's wild. I mean, so he's going to do what he's going to do, and I can't say he's wrong, but God told me in May and June to say don't do public events. I didn't do that before. I did that then. And so God's telling me right now to tell Trump to be careful.
Yeah, well, let me just say one. I got to go. So let me say one thing. Everybody that's listening to this broadcast, if you are not going and supporting InfoWars, supporting Alex, buying these products, you are a moron. You are shooting yourself in the foot, and you're shooting everybody else in the foot. They got the proven track record. They got everything you need to know. They're honest. Everything that Alex has said, Harrison, and I'll even say Owen. I know you guys got your thing going on or whatever. It's just been right on point. So get your ass off your ass and buy the products. I appreciate you, Alex. Thanks,
well, thank you. You have to understand something, Corey. I got mad at Owen because I loved Owen.
Yeah.
And so that was an honest, I was betrayed. And I'm not happy to say that. He lied and said he didn't have a raise. He had an 87% raise. He implied we censored him. That hurts me. I didn't do anything to him. And so that's why I blew up at him, because that's real. And so Owen, that's why I had Owen on the air. Owen is really smart, except he never believed there'd be indictments. Remember, he was mad at me about that, right? Who was right, me or Owen, about the indictments?
Dude, 100%, dude. You were right on the money, man. Right on
the money. But I wasn't, but I told him. He knew I was talking to the White House and everybody. I mean, he just would laugh at me. Yeah. And I'm not mad at Owen. Okay. I just, he wouldn't even talk to his crew anymore at the end. He'd look us up and down like we were sacks of shit. And so the only reason I badmouth Owen is because he's a different person. I don't know if they replace his brain or what. And I'm not trying to demonize him. I don't want to ever see him. I don't ever want to talk to him again. He's a narcissist. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you have come to the island without me. Longing for the
Look, when I've had enemies that are evil, I could care less what they think or say about me. It's not personal. When people have been close to me for a decade and stabbed me in the back, I take it personal, and I'm not going to put on an act about it. But if listeners don't want to hear that, don't bring it up. And I'm asking you not to. You can do what you want. I'm not censoring you. I'm just saying it's pointless. I want to move on. So I haven't hit the Russian news yet. I'm still processing it. I will before the hour ends. But just like the last caller's like, oh, you nailed it. You said Comey first. You said within 6 months. It's been like 5 months. How did you know? Because he was target number one, he'll bring them all down. And Trump's going to fire people that don't do their jobs. The grand jury already indicted him, and they tried to block it. And I know they're going to launch violence and false flags. They said they would, and now it's all happening. So most of this is not predictions, people. It's enemy battle plans. And they're so arrogant, they run the damn things in front of us. That's my frustration, is this is not hard, actually. I see the White House. We're going to find out if Soros is funding Antifa. For over a decade, we've had the smoking gun documents. But I get it. Most people, even if they're politically involved and care, they still kind of halfway know about stuff, and they think knowing about stuff's work. And no, it's not work. It's interesting. I know all about nuclear submarines because I just read all about it. It's so interesting. I know all about fission fusion. I know all about, you know, just you name it, because I'm just obsessed with stuff. And I am kind of autistic then. That's the difference. But I am sitting here like clear view of what's happening. I mean, General Flynn's one of the best analysts the U.S. military ever produced on record. Super general. And he'll tell you, he goes, Alex Jones got the best analysis there is. And so does he. It's not an ass-kissing contest here. It's just like, we know what we're talking about. And we need to survive, folks. We need to take good intel and people that know intel and have a track record of knowing intel and got a nose. That's what they call it. Because there's all this info. And there's that final click. No, they don't, you don't even know why when you're really good at intel or law enforcement or detective work. Everybody will say it's just this final thing where they call it a hunch. It ain't a hunch. It's all these millions of data points you've got that only the subconscious mind can give an answer on. That's the gut, people. But I don't need my gut to know stuff's about to get hairy. You can see it, but baby, I can feel it. I mean, the danger level is so off the charts. I'm like super excited because I'm the type of guy, most of you are, I know as well, when stuff finally gets bad, like you don't want to fight, you're not looking for it, but somebody walks up and knocks you upside the head, you get really excited and it's like on and it's fun. Stuff, this never happens to me. The level of danger has risen so hard in my gut that I'm actually like, let's just get this going here. I mean, it is off the chart. Danger, 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 danger. Like Sting in Lord of the Rings when goblins are near, glows blue. It's glowing white hot blue, baby. Cause they're losing and they're not going to give up and they're going to false flag. You can bet your bottom dollar. Owl in Virginia on the Comey indictment. Go. You're on the air.
Well, Alex, first I just want to say I just ordered the new turmeric gummies. I'm on my last bottle of body, so I had to get that in there. And
thank you.
I wish you would put like all your stuff on one website because I got to go back and forth between Real Alex Jones and the Alex Jones store.com. But anyhow, so I'm glad Comey finally got indicted, but in reality, the second he put those stupid seashells out there, they should have had Marines coming in on those Iron Man jetpacks and drag him out by his 8-foot Nephilim ass by the feet, and he should have been right there on the spot, should have gone through everything that he has, opened his iPhone with his eyes like they did to James O'Keefe, and seen everybody he was communicated with. If he's going to go after these people, you got to go all the way, because what's going to happen if you don't prosecute them all the way? They are going to get in, and they are going to make your life hell. They're going to go back after Roger Stone and all his supporters, the people that don't deserve it.
They've been trying to intimidate us. Blumenthal, well, Hakeem Jeffries are like, we're going to get you, Americans.
And go after Hakeem Jeffries for racketeering, because what he's doing is he's making people in the government scared to do their job. Find some charge.
Remember, he's the one that said we're going to come after ICE, and now they're killing them and shooting them and shooting up vans of them and then killing the illegals. It's unbelievable. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Bart in Georgia, then we'll go to our guests because they're all on the topics I want to cover with our next guests. We'll get some calls. Bart in Georgia on Comey indictment. Go.
Yes, sir. The Comey indictment, and this is almost as good as sex, Alex. I never doubted your prediction, but makes me think about Pam Bondi. She's not doing her job. Alex, you need to do whatever it takes to get Trump to fire her now. Thank you, Alex.
Well, thank you. I get mixed stuff from people I trust about her. Martin won't talk about her. Again, Martin keeps getting blamed for anything I know. He just was dealing with my cases because it's his job. It was weaponized by Obama and then Biden against me, and they have the documents. I've got White House sources, DOJ sources, and Army Special Operations Command sources, and I'm some other ones. I'll just stop right there. But but the point is that these are not predictions. They're about to indict a whole bunch of them. Like I told you last night, Trump's a deal. Bunch more. Because it's over. We know it's existential. Anything else, Bart?
I just want you guys to go to Bart Fine on BitChute and Rumble and watch the replay of this show later on today. Thank you.
God bless you, brother. Yeah, restream everything we do. Belongs to you. All the shows belong to you. The archives, everything. One more call. We're going to our guest. We'll take the other calls because it's subjects that he's on. Mel in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mel.
I figure you'd call right about the time I put a chip in my mouth.
Do me a favor. Talk right in your telephone.
Okay. Thank you. I really admire everything that you do. And I've been listening to you for about 6 months now. New first time caller. Really hesitant. Well, the reason I wanted to call, the reason I said I was calling, you know, it's important to you, is that I don't understand who's tying up cash.
You got to talk right in your telephone. You got something about Cash Patel?
Yeah, I don't understand who's tying up Cash Patel. Who has him so compromised?
Well, I'm not here to apologize for Cash Patel, and a lot of my good FBI sources really think he's bad news, like Kyle Serafin. But the consensus is, let's say there's more of a consensus that Pam Bondi is political and cowardly and lazy. Those are the terms I've been given for her. And Trump had to basically threaten to fire her last week, not to get what he wanted. The grand jury had already indicted Comey in Virginia. But, yeah, I mean, look, we're going to find out very quickly. Anything else?
I was just, you know, in the Charlie Kirk thing, I'm really glad you're pursuing it, because it's really hard to believe that the CIA is not involved in this weird stuff that keeps happening. So I'm glad that you're continuing to pursue.
All right, thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much. All right. Nate Cornacchia is a popular podcaster and journalist, and I've seen his work before, but I was impressed with him a few days ago coming on with us. So I wanted to get him on as soon as he had new developments. So Nate Cornacchia, retired Green Beret out of the 1st SFG, spent 10 years in Army Special Forces. U.S. military combat honors include Army Commendation Medal with Valor, Army Commendation Medal with C-Device, and AAM C-Device, all operations in Afghanistan. Valhalla VFT. Now, Charlie was killed 16 days ago, and instantly they blamed Nick Fuentes and the Groypers and Israel, and I just said, I cannot say that with no evidence. Then there were all the, the guard, the security shoots him under the arm, you know, and that's a guy with a cell phone, or a guy with a bottle of water shot him. We blow up the video. But the running around grabbing the SD cards, and right when, I gotta say it, folks, I'm gonna say it today. Charlie is shot, literally falls over, and they're grabbing stuff off the ground and doing handoffs. And I'm not saying they're involved, but this is, the hand signs is regular stuff for security. But I talked to last night to very respected folks I know, former and current Delta Force. Then I talked to Navy SEALs this morning, and I'll just leave it at that. And they all told me it looks really bad. And I said, well, are you willing to, what are we looking at? And they just said, So, God, if they're going to kill him, why didn't they just shoot him? Well, you can piggyback on a patsy who thinks he's coming to kill him, but to make sure it gets done, like Butler, they had another shooter. By the grace of God, both shooters missed him. And that's a whole nother breakdown. So, this makes me physically sick. The left is out there doing violence. My God, it's you know, shooting up baseball fields, Muslims, and attacking ICE facilities. And I mean, it's every day now. And the left is doing an uprising, and they stand again to get rid of Kirk. So I was, you know, looking at that as my prime thing. But I'll go where the facts lead me. And now here's the other big issue. We'll go to our guest. And that is, we have this tape, let's play it right now, of the police bringing in the wife, Erica Kirk, to pick up his body. And they say the surgeon, the attending surgeon that put out the theory or the idea, said it bounced in and up and was in his neck and all that, he signed the death certificate. And then they're saying, oh, so no autopsy. So we're saying, okay, looks like no autopsy. Now we're told they did an autopsy once they got the body. And with as much weirdness as I've seen, how do we even know that's true? So I want the bullet now. It's not gory. It's nothing. I want the bullet or its fragments presented now. I want to know the chain of custody. It all goes down the bullet. I don't even believe this stuff about autopsies now. Like they flew off of Kennedy's body and did this. It's supposed to be done locally by the law if they do it. Kirk, autopsy, when will a detailed report be released after Utah shooting. And they've now put out this date of late October. The detailed autopsy report is due in mid to late October and will account for the toxicology and the final reviews, preliminary details disclosed, confirmation of a 30-06 gunshot. So that went in the neck and bounced back. That's impossible. So they're saying 30-06 to the neck that severed the critical arteries and the cervical spine, leading to rapid blood loss and death. You see his hands squeezed together, that would be that. So I just, people love a mystery, but this is a big political assassination. Nate, thank you for being here from Valhalla VFT. Go ahead and give us your latest developments.
Yeah, I mean, Alex, here's the thing. So there's some really key things I want to talk about. If there was an autopsy report, what they just put out, I've got some serious concerns with that right out the gate. Or if there wasn't an autopsy, I'm with you at this point. I have no idea what's true. Did they do one? Did they not do one? Here, let me start at the front. Okay. So if you watched, Charlie Kirk, the older guy, I don't know his name. He apparently is very close to Charlie. He did an interview yesterday with Megyn Kelly where he talked about how he rode to the hospital with Charlie, and he confirmed Charlie Kirk was dead in the car. Okay. Now he can't confirm he's dead, deceased legally, but he can look at a dead body. So that means Charlie shows up to the hospital. He's deceased. He's got no vitals. Okay. So now I got some questions. Why did a surgeon perform surgery on a dead body? That's not how any of that works, according to this surgeon report that came out. So that first surgeon report says the bullet, it hit his steel spine and stopped just beneath the skin. Okay, we'll get into that in a second. But then you also have this, there was another medical examiner report TPUSA put out, as far as I know, Alex, that said that bullet hit him in the throat, traveled down, destroying 6 vertebrae, and landed in his heart. Okay, how did the medical examiner find that out before the autopsy? Did they cut him open? He's already dead. Like, none of this stuff makes sense. This is not how they handled deceased people right out the gate. But let's just assume this new autopsy report is true. They're saying a single 30-06 round entered his throat, severed the arteries, and they state in the autopsy here, severed his spine, but that the bullet didn't create an exit wound. So if it hit him in the front here, your spine is in the back. It touches your skin. You've got like what?
Yeah, just the blast force would have blown his neck. It would probably be completely severed.
Well, and Alex, you know what I just did yesterday? I went out to my range with my 30-06 and I did a ballistics test, and I didn't just use watermelons and a human gel head. I used cow femurs wrapped in 8 inches of beef. I used 1/2-inch steel plates to test this theory out. And, Alex,
we're going to show that video, by the way, coming up. Yeah. And what were your findings?
Well, Alex, let me tell you what we shot. We shot cow vertebrae. We shot sheep shoulders with like 10 inches of meat. We shot the biggest one is a cow femur, right? This is like 4 inches of rock hard bone. We wrapped it in like 8 inches of meat to show like what a neck would be for a cow. And then we also shot 1/4-inch steel plates, 3/8-inch steel plates, and 1/2-inch steel plates. Alex, what do you think stopped the 30-06 round out of all that?
I think nothing.
Nothing. Nothing stopped the 30-06 round. It went straight through steel like it was butter. So the autopsy report is now, if this is the real autopsy report,
so
is telling me that
Kirk's neck is stronger than steel.
1/2-inch steel. 1/2-inch steel. It's stronger than body armor. I mean, you need level 5 plate. There's specific plates, body armor plates designed specifically for a 30-06 round and above. And this is where I keep seeing some people try to say he had these like little minimalist plates you can't see under the shirt. 30-06 round would have blown right through that. That's not like, oh, they refracted off some plates. Like none of this makes sense. And again, the autopsy report right there says, Alex, it severed his spine. The spine is on the back of your neck. There's only 1/10 of an inch of skin there. 1/10 of an inch of skin stopped this round after it severed his spine? Really? That's what the autopsy report shows? I mean, what you're looking here in the video, that is a 4-inch thick cow femur wrapped in about 8 inches of beef. And look at this.
Blows it in pieces.
This was the damage. It blew it apart. And look at the neck. That was nice, thick, like beef steak. And look what it did to it. It just severed
exactly
the entire
thing. Exactly what I've done with 30-odd-6 and 300 Win Mag every time. I shot elk 300 yards right through, and the bullet broke up and blew three giant holes on the other side.
So,
I mean, an elk's got to be like, what? That was a big elk. 3.5 feet thick on that sucker.
Yeah.
And it went right through.
Like I said, I got the gun we tested with. It's killed a moose through and through on bone. So now we have two things. So now I don't even believe this autopsy report's real. If that's what you're going to tell me, it's not physically possible. Like, Alex, can I play devil's advocate?
And then that fits into the fake, obvious ChatGPT letters to the boyfriend. I mean, all of it now. When you get one piece looks fake, another piece looks fake, another piece, then you know what you're dealing with.
Can I play devil's advocate? Just to see if we can make the 30-odd-6 story work, right? This is how maybe I make it work, okay? So this is what I gotta say. Okay, I had old ammo that was reloaded. I put maybe 100 grain or less in it. Why? I don't know why I would do this. Okay. And again, this is a 22-year-old kid that figured all of these ballistic numbers out to have a 30-odd-6 round not penetrate. Okay, but then I actually need the round to probably squib fire, and I need it to hit a tree branch so that it then tumbles and hits Charlie Kirk in the neck. And that maybe wouldn't have passed through his neck. Okay. So there's our possibility.
But if you underload that, you've got a better chance of it not even going out of the barrel.
Yeah. Or you have no idea where the round's going to go. Right. Exactly. Because there's not enough grain in there to even make the cartridge fire correctly. But I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate. If we're going to make the FBI story work, these are the assumptions we have to make. Because if we're going with a regular 30-odd-6 with a regular round, It's impossible. It's not possible.
So you have to bend over backwards to find some ridiculous scenario where it's true.
I got to do the opposite of Occam's razor. I've got to get 10 different assumptions to make this gunshot work. And maybe, right, Alex? In the universe of worlds, maybe the jackpot Powerball got hit and all of those things happened. And that's what led to this 30-odd-6 round not passing through his neck. If you want to believe that, and I know some people do, that's fine. But I'm sorry, it's not.
I don't know anybody wants to believe this now, but the FBI. But I was told 2 days before Battelle came out and said, we're looking at everything, all the angles, helpers, hand signs. I was told from inside the White House, no, they're going with lone gunmen. They're not even looking at the Trantifa saying he'll be dead tomorrow. So I was told by very credible people there's a cover up. And I don't say that with pleasure.
So we could get into some weird stuff too. You started talking about, and I'm not my viewers know I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I'm looking at this objectively, right? Going, does this story make sense objectively? No. And now we have a lot of weird stuff now going on too. You talked about sort of, and I'm not going to get into who I think did this. I'm not there yet, but you talked about the bodyguards, and there's some footage that's just, this got into like the lapel mic gunshot theory and things like that. I don't believe that. I pretty much disprove that whole lapel mic story pretty easily.
Well, I know this.
Ballistics.
People can't definitively come out and say this. Remember the thing, you know, the security guard shooting him under the arm. It's a cell phone. It's inherently wrong. Even if the cops saw them shoot them, you still get due process. But at the same time, we have to investigate because it doesn't make sense. Sorry.
Well, so to my point is, I don't believe the lapel mic story, but I'll tell you the footage that came from that video of the security guard in Brown. And I know you just talked about this. I've talked to my buddies and we do, you got to keep in mind as Green Berets, we do POTUS and VPOTUS security in foreign countries, right? The Secret Service relies on Green Berets typically to handle that portion of it in an area like
Asia.
Well,
that's what I got told by Delta Force and Navy SEAL folks that did stuff for the State Department. They said they act totally calm when he's killed. They're all trained. They're running around grabbing things, not the SD cards, instantly grabbing stuff off the ground and doing handoffs. Very suspicious. That's what I was told last night.
Watching that footage, there's two different footage you can watch from the back of this Brown security guard in front of Charlie Kirk. What concerned me right away is he's watching Charlie Kirk. He's not watching the crowd. And in any security detail, why are you staring at the person you're protecting? That's odd. And then I'm sure
it looks like they're, I'll be honest, it looks like anticipation.
it's this very weird, and again, I'm not saying what I...
No, I hate to be saying this. I just got to be honest. But very well-trained guys like you are saying the same thing.
Watch, if you watch him here, as he raises his hand up, it looks like he clicks something at the moment Charlie gets shot. He's got a perfect line of sight to the neck. And again, I'm not saying I think this is what happened. It's not just this, but it's like, what is he doing? Why is he watching Charlie? And you'll see here, as, look at this, boom. That's so, so not normal. I mean, the timing of that is perfect.
Hold on.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Nate Kornacki is very smart, accomplished, former Green Beret. And he's put on some very informative demonstrations that we were just showing you earlier. And, you know, maybe I get a little distorted here because we see all these other angles. This guy with a bottle of water kills him. This guy under his arm kills him. And everybody's sure they killed him. Those are like real people. You had to say that. But then I watch all the controlled scurrying around, like totally calm. He's like falls over. Let's just get all this stuff. Let's do all this. And like you said, people, you know, looking at Kirk, not the other way. I'm not going to accuse people of anything. And I got really mad at Stu Peters yesterday, and not because Stu Peters is a Nazi, even though I don't like Nazis. You know, I don't like what Israel does either, but it's like, you know, like a rattlesnake cobra, you know. So I'm not saying everybody in Israel is bad either. My point is that, you know, there can be multiple things you think you have problems with because he's lied about me before. And I never did anything to Stu, so I know Stu's a liar. I know Stu's a bad person, in my view. But he put this video out, and I've seen so many accusing innocent people that I said, this looks like pure crap. But then one of the Army guys and a Navy SEAL both bring this up to me last night, going, actually, watching those security guys, this does not look good. We're not saying what they did here. I just get multiple, well, one person in person this morning, Sean Johnson, you know, long-term Navy SEAL, demolition experts, sniper, all that. He said this looks really bad, and he was bringing up, you know, the same raw footage that Nate was bringing up. He didn't even know about the Peters thing, and he's showing it to me this morning when we're working out, and I already got calls from the Army last night saying, yeah, Alex, this looks bad. So I don't think we've honed in on it exactly yet, but I want to play the Stu Peters piece. It's only a few minutes long, and get Nate Nate's take on this. But, you know, if I'm wrong about this, I will say it. It's just that when it comes from somebody that just makes stuff up before about us, like, I was told I'm banned on InfoWars. I called our three hosts. I said, did you say we're banned? No, I didn't tell him that. Just made up just to have a stunt. That's what pissed me off about Owen. Just stop making up stuff so you can act like a victim. But blind hogs, you know, find acres occasionally. Here's a clip.
Tyler Robinson didn't kill Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk's Israeli security detail killed Charlie Kirk, and Charlie Kirk's assassin is caught on tape. Blake Bednar has brought us this video. We'll break it down. Take a look at this. Here it is from the wide angle. Watch Charlie Kirk's right side of his t-shirt. Watch the lavalier lapel mic. Do you see it explode? Let's bring it in just a little bit closer. Watch this. Put it in a freeze frame. That is the explosion from Charlie Kirk's lavalier lapel mic. Want to see it again? Bring it in closer. Remember when we told you that that was absolutely an exit wound? Yeah, it is. Check the trajectory of the round that was deployed from that lavalier lapel mic. That went directly from Charlie Kirk's lapel. That went directly from underneath Charlie Kirk's white t-shirt up through his neck and created the exit wound that we told you was an exit wound immediately when we saw that exit wound. First we had exploding pagers. Now we have exploding mics. Do you remember the vector analysis from John Bray? That proves that all of the activity came from the mic that Charlie Kirk was wearing. Remember the palm gun guy in the brown shirt, that shadowy looking guy with the sunglasses? Yeah, he pushes the detonator. Clear as day.
Counting gang violence. Great.
I'll say this, I don't know the look on that guy's face. Body language is important.
That's the assassin. That's the guy that pushes the detonator, which perfectly aligns with the explosion that pushes that projectile through Charlie's right side of his neck and out the left side, creating the exit wound. That might just look like the chaos that you would expect after someone was publicly executed in broad daylight in front of 3,000 people. But in no way did that trigger man, that assassin in the brown shirt with the sunglasses, act alone. We have video now from Destiny that shows the handoff of this remote detonator.
concerned about Charlie. They are scrambling around, very focused, grabbing up things and handing them off. I'm not saying he's right. I think you can't just say this guy's doing a detonator because he knows something in his shirt. We've seen a bunch of the innocent people accused of this. Go ahead and finish the audio. First clip. Is that it? Play it again. Go ahead.
We had John Cullen on the program last week, and he made a great point about ballistic acoustics being altered to hide the location of the real shooter. Well, the same can be said to distract from the fact that there was no shooter. Tyler Robinson did not kill Charlie Kirk. This guy, brown shirt guy, he's the assassin.
Oh, way.
If you want security, the Israelis know what they're doing.
So we're back to Israel always. I mean, again, Nate, what do you think?
Alex, I don't like to, shit on people's theories. And actually I'm kind of probably ruining my video I'm putting out right after this because I'm going to break this down. But I can disprove.
Well, don't worry. In my experience, nothing's in competition. We're just getting the truth there. Let's make your video bigger. In fact, I want to see your video. I'll play it tomorrow. Have you back on or Sunday, Nate, to tell us about it.
Let's just talk just actual objectivity, right? Because again, like I'm open to all possibilities, Alex, because the narrative has been so wonky. But I mean, let's talk about this lapel mic theory. First of all, this tiny little mic. Okay. You have to have something big enough to house something as small as maybe a 22 round. Like that would be about as small as you could get to do this, right? But you also have to have the ability to have the apparatus of a firing pin, something to ignite the pin. So you guys can Google and look up a 22 pen gun, right? So there are pen guns that are about this big that you can shoot a 22 from. The problem is this tiny little mic. How is this going to house a bullet big enough to create an exit wound that big in his neck? And again, there's a bunch of things I'm going to talk about here. It's just not, as far as I know, that's out there, probably not realistic. Two, when you watch the microphone, this is very, very important, okay? Because gunpowder does things. Gunpowder not only makes the bullet go this way, okay? There's the backwards pressure of that round leaving that's going to push it. As you see there, the microphone doesn't even leave his shirt. This tiny little plastic clip that's holding onto his shirt, not even on this part of it, just like this. You had enough force.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, that's how an Estes rocket takes off. It's got propulsion out the back. So if it's on a clip and there's a report with gas, it's going to knock it the other direction.
That's my point. You would have seen the microphone would have got blown off his shirt. Even enough gunpowder to shoot a 22 round, that little tiny clip is not holding that microphone on. If it's blowing a 22 round into his throat. Okay, now let's get into the actual anatomy. You can break it down. If we're claiming this is an exit wound on Charlie's left side of his neck, but the microphone is down on his shirt pointing upwards. So what he's saying is that round has to... It has to hit his jaw, refract off, then exit. Okay.
That's got to be possible. High caliber to do that, not 22.
Not only that, but I can see after this, there's no entrance wound anywhere. You'd be able to see it, even a 22, you'd be able to see something. And not only that, we're talking about still probably in Charlie's, what is it going to be? His right side carotid is going to get hit. And this artery is so pressurized that even a 22 round entering that is going to produce blood.
Just like the Ukrainian one we saw got stabbed.
Yeah, you have no entrance wound, but you have somehow this miraculous exit wound with no entrance wound. That also doesn't work. Okay. The shock to the body is a little too much, I think, to be some tiny little 22 round.
No, that's why I think it might be 30-06 and it's a lie that it bounced back up because that looks like a high powered hit.
Yeah, it could be. I think you could have anything from 5.56 and above that could cause that. I do believe he got shot with some type of high powered rifle. Just based off the ballistics.
Well, let's go back to your video. Let's go back to the video you showed before the break. Introduce it again. You're saying though, this looks bad. And from my Army and Navy sources, they're experts, they said the way the security looked so calm, focused, it was all like it was a drill, and how they're not helping him, they're grabbing stuff. That's what they said. That ain't right. And they're, like you said.
So my point, Alex, is the lapel mic theory part of this video is silly. Okay. I'm just going to call it that. It is. But the second part of the video, which we were talking about, the reaction by these security guards is incredibly strange. And I've shared this with my Navy SEAL buddies and my Green Beret buddies, and everybody's sort of saying the same thing is again, one, why is the security guard watching Charlie and not the crowd? Now, okay, maybe there are some reasons for that. I don't know. Obviously what he does with his hand here, right as the gunshot rings off is very suspicious. What really drives me here is if I'm the security detail here, Charlie Kirk gets shot in the neck and he's bleeding out of his carotid. My first thought is not to jump that fence and run over and hand somebody something. Okay. That's very, very suspicious. And so you have two people now who don't even bother treating Charlie. Like, nah, fuck it. We got other things to do. In the immediate moment someone gets shot like this, Alex, that has never been a response I've ever seen any special operator or anybody in this type of situation do, which is like, oh, do something else instead of try to treat my buddy here. Now, is there maybe some context to this? I don't know. Is the guy in the brown, was he the driver of this SUV and he has the car keys and he runs over and he hands them off so that other guy can run and go start the car? Maybe.
Exactly. We need responses to them. We need the autopsy, they claim, and we need the bullet now.
Yeah, to my point, this could all very well be just them not doing anything suspicious at all. You got coincidences. It's a coincidence. The guy in the brown just happens to look like he does something, right? I mean, that's that back shot is really rough to watch though, Alex.
By the way, I check military hand signs and I've asked military guys, they go, they don't really know that's an orthodox sign, but a bunch of them are doing word signs. Can you figure out what that sign means, Nate?
I mean, who knows? It'd be completely dependent on what the security detail has decided is. I don't really see, personally, I've never really thought the hand sign theory here is anything, because let's keep in mind, let's say, well, I mean, maybe. If
well, it looks like the guy in white's doing baseball signs.
It does. It's awkward. And what makes it awkward, Alex, is you have like three different security guards all do something like that right as the shot goes off. It's not like one guy touching his hat. It's not one guy doing something weird. It's like three guys doing something weird all at the same time. However, that could be coincidences, right? There could be no foul play whatsoever involved.
Well, let me just be clear, not to say you're wrong. Guys I know that are, you know, serious combat vets like you, and even, you know, more to the extreme, like 20 years, they say this, they're not sure what it is, but they say they all look trained, they're not operating and under any regular security deal, they're all trained for what they do, running around grabbing stuff instantly, and the instantness and the calmness, they said, red flags, just boom.
Yeah, no, Alex, I 100% agree with you. Everybody I know in the special operator community that I know looked at that and went, what the fuck is this? Sorry for cursing, including myself.
They said we've never seen anything like it.
And I said, this is so suspicious.
And that's what one guy said. He said, it's not like they were standing around with their thumbs up their ass. If they were incompetent, that'd be one thing, but they know they know who the group is. They say they're competent. They said the training and the thing they did was all coordinated. That's what they see is training.
Well, what coincides with that, Alex, is the non-reaction by any of the security guards to the gunshot, unlike everyone else.
That's exactly what they said.
Which is very, I mean, any time a gun, like think about this, Alex, you're just in the crowd pulling security, you know, Charlie's doing his debate and a gunshot goes off. Most normal human beings, when they're not ready for a gunshot to go off, it startles you.
They jump. I mean, I was in LA 2 days after and I'm walking to do an exercise on the street and a big backfire goes and I did like this. Everybody else went like that. That's exactly.
But there's important context to this. For guys like me that have been around gunshots nonstop for over a decade and done this, if I'm in a scenario where I know gunshots are going to be ringing off, I don't get startled at all, ever. You're not going to startle me with a gunshot. So that's what makes this so weird is like these guys aren't startled. They're the only ones that aren't startled.
No, I'm the same. At a gun range, I'm not going to jump. But if I'm walking down the street and a gunshot happens, I'm startled.
And that's my point. That's my point to this is everybody in the crowd.
Everything you said is what I was told last night and this morning. All three guys said exactly what you said word for word.
Well, I mean, it's tough to trick guys that have done the job we've done and have been around firearms and done security detailing and stuff like this our whole careers. And we see something like this. And again, I'm trying to give grace.
No, you don't want to speculate, but I don't want you to speculate and blame, but just, I mean, where is this leading?
I don't know, again, to speculate, but what I can say is I watched that footage. I watched it probably 50 times from front and the back. and it gets worse every time I watch it. Every time I watch it, I'm like, well.
Well, walk us through it. We got some time. Walk us through it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's look at some people here. All right, you've got. Do you have the backside footage?
Did you send it to us? I think we have it, Charlie.
If you can find it, you can also see the guy in the brown shirt from the front.
Is it on your YouTube channel, or tell us where to get it?
No, it's I'd have it on like an Instagram reel somewhere. Anyway, you can see it from both angles. You can see the guy in the brown from the front, which actually you can see him sort of do this, and he pulls. It's like this. He goes, "Gah," with something. Now, is who knows what he's doing, but it almost looks like he could have a 22 pen gun. I started thinking about that, and I'm like, "Ooh, there's here we go. That right there. I think this is worse than the behind footage of this guy, because what it shows
can
is
we slow this down, guys, or roll it again.
Roll it from the start. If we can slow it down, that'd be perfect. Because it's frame perfect to the gunshot, which is, again, I'm trying to give grace here, but it's a rough watch. I mean, he pulls up, he does something. Why? I don't know. What he has, I don't know. I'd be speculating. It's not a good enough. All right, here we go. So watch him. That's frame perfect. I mean, maybe.
Well, man, he's one hell of a shot, though, at like 25 feet with a pin gun.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's very unlikely that you could aim that like that. So I don't really think that's a pen gun, but it's by itself is super suspicious. But then his actions afterward, because he's the same guy who does that, but he also doesn't really react. He waits. Then he jumps the fence. He's the guy that runs over and hands something off to this other guy, who then runs off and does something else. And neither of them even treat Charlie. Now, maybe that's part of the security plan. Maybe he's got car keys. I don't know. But when you put all these frames together, and you also can look at some of the other security guards, there's a big guy in black who also, he's in the front, doesn't react at all to the gunshot. Like, and again, I'm not right here on the left, I believe. He's just barely in frame. No, not him. It's a bigger guy. Sorry. A lot of these are hard to see, but there's a few security guards that don't even react. And then the security's doing very, but again, I'm not part of that security detail. I don't know exactly what their plan was. If something, I'm sure they've got a plan, Alex, for if a shot is taken against Charlie.
Absolutely. But the big issue here is a 30-odd-6 bullet doesn't go through a neck and is found in the neck. That's why we have to start here and not believe this.
Well, that's the huge problem, is that that's the official story, and that opens the sort of poisons the well. Right. To where now we have to be like, oh, was it the security guards? Was it from behind? Was it all these different things?
And by the way, Cash Patel says they're looking at the security guards. I don't want to demonize innocent people, but he says they're not looking. You know.
Exactly. My point, Alex, is the well is poisoned because the official 30-06 narrative doesn't work. And so when the official narrative from the FBI physically and anatomically doesn't work, that's going to make everybody go, okay, well, if that's not true, what is true?
Just like Kennedy, the back of his head blows off. He was shot from the front, not the back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know enough about that. You know way more than me, Alex. But just to this one, the official FBI story with the 30-06, I walked you through the conditions for that to maybe be true, and they're obnoxious, right? A 30-06 round, I keep... And my video will come out here in the next couple of days, the ballistic test. It goes through steel like it's butter. So what are we talking about? We have to have a different, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just not seeing it, Alex. Maybe this is just all
plausible. No, but I'm not even reaching out to military experts. They're calling me with this, saying this is, but to them, it is the not attending to him, but all running around like it was a football play. It looked extremely planned, they said.
Yeah, I'm in a group chat with probably 30 other Green Berets, and we talk about stuff all the time. Not a single one believes the narrative. Every single person that's seen that footage has gone, what the F is that? Every single one. Every single
not reacting to the blast, looking coordinated, all of it.
That's the 30-06 damage on a cow femur with 6 inches of meat. I mean, what are we doing? You know, I don't have the answers, Alex, but I can tell you, This all looks, it looks bad. And I don't know how we, but I don't, I'm pretty sure the FBI said they're wrapping up their investigation. They said it's a single shooter, 30-06 round. You know, he was trans-Tifa, and I'm not saying that's not necessarily true. I think that's probably the most likely case if I had to tinfoil hat and guess. But he acted alone, like all these different things that, like, that's what they're going to go with.
Well, Nick Cornacchia, you've also got the, again, clearly looks like ChatGPT on every point to convict him, the way that's written, law enforcement terms, just all of it, the roof, yeah, disassembling the rifle, reassembling, all of this, and people are obsessed with it, and now I don't know what to say. It's incredible. You got to join us again to respond to more of this. I wanted to go to calls, but we're just out of time, but hopefully you can join us again Sunday or Monday. More sure comes out, people can find you at Valhalla VFT. And where else can they find you?
That's it. Instagram, YouTube, like I said, Alex, just those two platforms.
What do you think in closing, 60 seconds or a minute and a half time we have left, what else do you think we should all be doing at this point? Because obviously we got to investigate more.
I think the FBI just needs to maybe come out and say, we don't have the answers. We're not sure if this was this 30-06 could very easily be a drop gun or whatever, because they were saying this at the start, some drop gun. They used it as a decoy. If we can get away from that narrative that this was guaranteed a 30-06 round, and the FBI can maybe come out and say, we're looking at different murder weapons, I think that sort of opens up the discussion to, hey, how can we actually make this story make sense, rather than linchpinning ourselves to a narrative that just physically doesn't work.
Well, so let me tell you this one piece of intel. I got a call Thursday, and I didn't sit on it. I just was mulling it until Saturday, and then I made some other calls to another well-known individual, and they said the same thing. They were told, no, they're going with lone gunmen, and they're shutting down everything, and not even looking into the Tranifa that said he'd be dead the next day. So they're not even going after them because they want this story. Why would you do that if you weren't covering up?
Well, I don't know, but I know they want it to go away as fast as possible. I think that's very obvious. I think they want this kid in chains, in trial, not going to give us any real information. They're going to put him to death as fast as possible and wash their hands of it and call that the story.
Nick Cornacchia, this is the new JFK. Wow. And now we have to look at state parties, corporate groups. Nick Fuentes agreed with me. It's DNC, RNC, because they might want to take control of it, not Trump. Intelligence agencies, then Israel under that. But, you know, still, regardless, when you have the FBI obviously involved, it looks like a cover-up. For whatever reason, we got a problem. Thank you, Nate, for the time.
Yep. Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Well, that is a way to end the Friday show. Oh, my goodness. And again, the media phrased this, and the fake right wing, the fake left wing, Jones doesn't want to investigate. Jones is covering. No, I just said I'm not going to accuse a bunch of people, and a bunch of the other theories have been proven to not be true. I'm not going to do that, okay? And I'm not going to say Israel did with no evidence. Could Israel do it? Absolutely. I mean, if they go there, information comes out, I'll cover it like white on rice. Stink on you know what. But I don't see that yet, but the story doesn't add up. There's a cover-up. Something's rotten in the state of Denmark. Harrison Smith set to host the War Room 3 to 6 p.m. today. That's in about 4 minutes. Separately, you want to fund independent media that won't back down? This is the center of the fight. We're the place. And only an idiot would sell you things that don't work. I just need those of you on the fence that have never gotten Earl's Methylene Blue or other great products to go there and get it and see how good it is and how great it makes you feel. And right now, until Monday and Sunday night, Methylene Blue, buy one, get one free of the pills or the tincture. It's all the same incredible product. And a bunch of other sales that end Sunday night, thealexjonesstore.com. You are really missing out if you don't get this. I want to thank all you that have supported us. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 from the store. Special deals, special offers, and more. Buy one bottle, get one free now. Ultra Methylene Blue, thealexjonesstore.com.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.